Why? The Common Man and T-Bone podcast is brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling. Cold or sweaty is no way to go through life. Call my guys at Care Heating and Cooling for all your heating and cooling needs. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. And stay tuned after the podcast for special bonus content from past shows.
It's Greenland, like being Amish, but with more ice.
Bye.
Now launching the dumbest radio show in America. Welcome to Common Man and T-Bone.
But it's still a little too mushy moosh for me, as mushy. You like to
say.
You know
what? I like that you said that. It warms me that you said that.
I know you say
mushy
it.
Mushy moosh.
You like to say it, and it sticks with me.
That's my little ad to society right there.
Mushy
you're
going to
be on your deathbed. They're going to say, how you feeling there, T-Bone? Ah, a little mushy moosh.
Yeah. I feel like this bedpan's getting a little mushy moosh, if you know what I mean.
Mushy
moosh. I need to change it for me.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
Timmy Hall.
I will rub one on my face.
And a collection of profane noises.
Coach? No, Dom.
I'm a genetic freak. And I'm not normal.
I want me some glory hole.
I'll keep it in the room.
Stop breathing.
It used to be a lot longer.
The numbers don't lie.
This is stupid. This is man. And bone.
Happy Thursday. It is the annual No Sports Allowed show. 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
No sports allowed. Teddy has electrodes hooked up to our genitals.
Yep.
If we say anything that has to do with any stick and ball activity. No, that's not that. Oh, I got to pretend like it hurts.
I was going to say, what's the noise you make when you get... My noise is just going to be mwah.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's what I'll sound like when it happens.
So if you have a friend or a spouse or someone who's lame, who thinks they don't like sports talk, maybe today's the show for them. You know, I do have lots of crazy stories. Like we'll talk about botulism and snakes and pants.
That's actually what we have planned for this very first segment.
We do.
But we have a lot of things to get to. I have to do later in the show a maneuver that I don't know that I've ever done.
What a maneuver.
Yeah.
One, two, we got him. No, I didn't get him.
Wait a second.
That's entertainment. That's scripted television.
Teddy, is it sports or is it entertainment?
No, I'm sorry. Professional wrestling.
It's entertainment.
Is entertainment.
Okay.
It's scripted television.
Yeah.
If I want to do a Vince McMahon impersonation today, I can do it.
Well, that opens up so many doors then. Because then that means we can have wrestling conversation, which I would... Pro wrestling. I'm not sorry, Rulon Gardner. Sorry.
Yeah, there you go. How your nuts feel.
I just wanted to say, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about pro wrestling. But I'm saying I've never attempted this next maneuver I'm going to tell you about.
What a maneuver.
Which is, I'm going to do degenerate T-bone without any of the sports. Because
well, there's plenty of other things to gamble on.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Now, if you're wondering, will there ever be any accuracy to your picks? No.
You have a USA soccer hat. Take it off right now.
Oh, I forgot all. I do.
Take it off right now.
I can't.
I'm
just gonna feed back the headphones.
Go ahead. Well, turn your mic off for a second. I'll fill time with Ted. Hey, Ted, can I tell you something real quick?
Yeah, tell me something real
quick. This ain't one of them.
No.
No. I can tell already.
It's gone, baby.
Yeah, it's gone.
I threw it. Threw it across the room.
It's gone.
It's gone.
By the way, that was somebody in the chat that said take the hat off.
Oh, thank you. I didn't even, you know what? YouTube chat is going. Appreciate that.
Join the YouTube chat. Pretty much the entire show today is going to be us talking to people in the chat.
Mm-hmm.
I have the burner phone here. Please do text us, 614-787-3093. And if you have, you're in the car, you have one of those fancy radios, the burner phone number should come up right on your screen.
Yeah, it should. Sorry, I just got distracted by the chat.
What's the matter?
I don't know how I did. I'm going to try it again because I looked at the chat just now and something popped up that I've never seen before. Here it is. Chat summary. Auto-generated experiment. Quality may vary. This is from YouTube. It says, viewers in the chat are saying today's show is a sports-free zone. They are making jokes about it, now, and it went away again. Why does it go
Mine
away?
Did that too. It popped up and said that. I don't know where
it
that
says
came
they are,
from.
Yeah. They're making jokes about it and are looking forward to the show. This is AI is looking at your comments on YouTube and then summarizing what is happening in the chat in real time.
So now we've become too lazy to actually read the comments.
We just need a summary
of the comments.
All right. So here's what I think throughout the show we need to make the goal is to mess with the AI that is looking at our comments. I think what we need is, for example, let's say we decided to make the comments talk about barbecue. Well, let's see if we can get the AI to think this conversation that we are having in the chat is all about barbecue or whatever you want to pick. We can pick a random thing. I just want to see if we can actually make a change.
Let's pick something appropriate, though.
What do you mean?
Like, not like, you know, Nazism. Let's not pick that.
Well, I said barbecue. I just was talking about, you know, like a barbecue.
Right. I got it.
Then I don't know if you want to do something else. I'm just talking about food.
From the burner phone, this is from Will's Cookie Shop. He says, my guys.
I want me some glory hole.
Suppose you are forced to have a complete stranger as a house guest for 1 week. What are the top three rules this person must know and abide by in order to survive in your home routine? All right, for me. Shoes off as soon as you walk in.
Okay.
And if you do not have clean socks, I will provide a clean pair for you. If I look at the bottom of your socks and realize they're not up to par, you will be taking your dirty socks off and putting clean socks on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
Never, ever touch my walls.
Never touch your walls?
Never touch my walls.
What if I'm going to fall over? Like, what if I trip? And the only way to catch myself is by putting my hands out.
Then you face plant.
Into your wall?
Why are you tripping into the wall?
Because people trip because we're humans.
And you crash into the wall?
Well, I don't know where I'm standing. Yeah, if I guess I'm standing in the middle of,
What are you, Mike Gundy? You had a couple beers with lunch?
No. You've never accidentally
fallen into my wall? No, I've never fallen into my wall.
Well, number one, I'm not wearing shoes, so I'm walking around in slippery socks on hardwood floors, so I may be sliding all over the place. You have grippies on the bottom of your socks you're giving me?
No, there's no grippies.
Why?
No, come on.
Why do you like sliding around like you're on ice skates?
2 years old? You can't walk around in socks without falling down?
No, I weigh 300 plus pounds. That's why. Because when I put my foot down.
That should be harder to
No, there's
fall.
No traction. I'm slipping. There's no grip. I'm slipping, baby.
All right, here. Can I finish my rules, please?
Sorry. All right. These are the rules for what again?
Staying in your house.
If someone's going to stay in your house.
Yes. Okay. Staying in your house. No shoes. Never touch my walls. And you cannot go number two the entire time you're in the house.
Oh, well, that's why you have no guests.
You get in the car, you go to the sheets, whatever you have to do. Use a public bathroom. Then you can come back, put on another pair of socks.
Okay. By the way, that's a good place to go. The sheets does have good bathrooms. I will vouch for that. We don't have a Buc-ee's nearby. I would say go to a Buc-ee's instead.
What are the three rules for your house? I know I have to pleasure the dog.
No, you don't. That's your family's weird friends did that at their house. Most people who have dogs.
I have to yank on Muggsy's leaper.
The dog gets pleasure by being around you and that's it. And there's no sexual anything with that.
Okay, it's what do I have to do at your house? What's the rules?
I mean, I don't know.
There's got to be rules.
What do you mean? Okay, yeah. Like, try not to bang around once, like, the kids go to bed. Don't be up at midnight banging pots and pans.
Okay.
I guess that would be one. No drugs.
What about I put the porn pad on volume 10?
Yeah, that's okay.
Is that all right?
Yeah, don't openly look at pornography while anybody is around in the house, period. Okay. How about that? And then also, yeah, I would say, like, no hard drugs. If you're like smoking weed, just go outside. But
smoking weed outside. Got it.
Yeah, if you're doing an edible, that's fine. It's not a hard drug. But if you're like shooting up heroin, I would ask you to not do that.
Not even on the deck?
Oh, we don't have a deck. So if you were expecting a deck, I'm sorry to disappoint you. We are straight patio at this household.
Okay. Well, not even on the patio?
No.
Okay.
No heroin shooting up in the patio.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good news. Human plague lives in Colorado. Everybody says you got to move to Colorado. Now we know why. Plague is there. A case of plague has been confirmed in Pueblo County, Colorado, officials said Tuesday. The case was flagged Friday from preliminary test results. The plague is an infectious disease caused by bacterium.
Is that
Yersinia pestis?
Yersinia pestis.
Transmitted by fleas. Although it is best known as the Black Death. What? Mm-hmm.
Yersinia pestis was my grandmother's best friend growing up.
I understand.
My gal.
An outbreak that killed millions of Europeans during the Middle Ages, the bacteria circulates naturally among wild rodents and rarely infects humans today. But in Colorado, there you go. See, what happens is it's transmitted to humans through bites from infected fleas.
Yes.
So back in the plague times, what would happen was the rats would have plague.
And then the fleas would bite the rats.
And because humans lived in very close contact with rats because it was the Middle Ages.
And the cat's in the cradle with the silver spoon. That's what I thought we were going with.
Little boy blue and the man in the moon.
Don't sing more. We'll get flagged. Spotify or YouTube, one of them.
No, we can sing.
No.
We just can't play it.
We cannot sing.
And then the infected fleas would bite you, and then you'd bleed from your eyeballs.
Oh, is that how you went?
There's different ways to go.
With plague?
Actually, that's the most preferable way, is to drown?
Yes, drown.
Drown internally on your own blood. You choke on your own blood.
Oh.
Your lungs fill with blood.
That's the best way?
Yes, because it's quick. Because you can get plague by 9 o'clock in the morning, by noon, dead.
Okay.
As opposed to sores all over your body and 2 weeks of misery, and then you die.
I see.
You want a quick death. Yeah.
You think back in those days, people valued, like they judged you by how quickly you passed, where they were like, you know what? That he must be doing something right, because he got the quick plague. He got 3-hour plague. Not like Bill over there. It's been, God, 3 weeks. Would you just drop dead already, Bill? How long are you going to drag this out?
From 1970 to 2022, there were 67 reported cases of plague in Colorado.
Well, there's a lot of rodents. There's a lot of wildlife. There are a lot of people interacting with the wildlife. They're outdoors, right? And then there's probably a lot of people bringing their dogs on these hiking trails, stuff like that. Flea gets on the dog, flea gets on you. Next thing you know, you got the plague.
It says one way to avoid infection is to eliminate places where wild rodents can exist around humans, such as brush, rock piles, trash, and piles of lumber around homes, garages, sheds, recreation areas.
Sure.
So, hey, don't hang out by trash. that's our tip for you.
I understand, like, when I think Colorado, I'm usually thinking of, like, Denver or, like, a ski lodge.
No, there's lots of trash.
There's lots of places where people are like, I've got 4 acres and a bunch of woods, and we have a pile of rocks and trash over there that we burn every once in a while, or at least the trash they do. And then, yeah, I'm sure there are rodents out there, and you get fleas from that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Who's in the chat? Who's in the YouTube chat? Max is in the chat. Teddy popped in for 1 second. Was Jen in the chat?
Let's see. I'm reading the AI chat again. Viewers are talking about music, specifically about a song that's only 2 minutes long. People smoking weed outside and getting high at Bones' house.
There's no heroin at Bone's house.
No heroin, but you can get high. And then while Mike may need delousing is what the AI has brought up from the chat. It's summarizing the chat for me right now.
I see.
All right. This is great.
Tomorrow is a very important day, but we're going to celebrate early, and we'll do it next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a 5-minute slowdown due to an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 71 between 161 and 270 on the north outer belt. And keep an eye out for a disabled vehicle on the left shoulder of eastbound 670 at 315. This report is sponsored by COSI, Center of Science and Industry. This summer, explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Don't miss Titanic, the artifact exhibition at COSI, featuring hundreds of authentic artifacts, room recreations, and more. Open for a limited time at COSI through Labor Day. Book your voyage now at COSI.org. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
And from every dime a dog night in the Midwest.
Because he's fat.
Here's Man and Bone.
3 hours, no sports allowed. I will tell you, though, to subscribe to our podcast. It is available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and T-Bone. Click! Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. No sports allowed. For 3 hours, we do it every single year, or depending on who you ask, every day.
Mm-hmm.
It is still named that whole Thursday, so send in your tales of Holio at Man and Bone 971 on Twitter. Text the burner phone 614-787-3093. Very important day coming tomorrow. We're going to celebrate early. I do want to get back to the burner phone here. What did I want to see?
I don't know.
Oh, any advice for a soon-to-be first-time girl dad? P.S. My cousin Sydney once worked for you, common man. I'm sure she was awful, LOL. I have no recollection of Sydney.
I don't remember. I don't.
Teddy, do you remember Sydney?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I don't remember, or Sydney's a liar. One of the two. Here's my advice to you, and Bone can give you advice as well, because he's a three-time girl dad.
Three-time champion.
I don't know how you feel about this. I don't care for the term girl dad.
Yeah?
I just like dad. You know, I feel like sometimes if we raised boys with the same love and tenderness that we raise girls, maybe we wouldn't have crappy boys when they grow up.
I very much agree with that. I do think that it's, I don't think the job should be much different whether you're a boy dad or a girl dad. I do acknowledge that it probably is. Like, for example, at least in our household, the first two girls, now we have a third one, I'll get to her in a second, but the first two, very much compared to my friends who had boys, those two girls were not as rambunctious as the boy counterparts at younger ages. Now, though, the third one has proven to be a feral human being.
Right.
She is actually living in the woods. We don't know where she is at all times. She comes in with blood all over her face because she's eaten a wild animal. We give her some milk. She runs back out in the wild. We don't see her for 3 days. That one is different. So I'm just saying, I thought I had a little bit more advice for girl dad, but I don't really. Just treat your children with love and respect and be there for them when everything falls apart. That's the biggest thing you can do for your kids, is be there when everybody else is like, you suck, or this sucks, or the world is awful. You have to be the one going, it's okay, I've got you, I'm here. That's whether you have a boy or a girl.
Yeah, look, parenting philosophies are different. I'm a strict parent. I'm strict but loving, you know, and I think if you do it right, then, because we look at strictness, I think, sometimes as a bad thing, but it doesn't have to be. You know, I have a household that I want to run. I have ideas for how I want my kid to be raised. I implement those ideas. Don't be wishy-washy, boy or girl. All right, tomorrow's a big day. You ready?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's International French Fry Day, or National French Fry Day. Sorry. I don't mean to speak for the entire world.
Don't offend the international French Fry Day community, because that's a whole other day entirely, as Les Miles will tell you.
The Dispatch apparently had people vote on their favorite local fries. And they say, your favorite, Marlowe's cheesesteaks. I have never heard of Marlowe's. Have you?
This is in town?
Yeah.
Marlowe's cheesesteaks. I'm sad to say I'm not aware of Marlowe's cheesesteaks.
1086 North 4th, inside the Bud Dairy Food Hall.
Oh, it's one of those places. Okay, yeah. If you've not been to the Bud Dairy Food Hall, like, there are a lot of smaller, like, one-off type places there that are very good. I've had some very good food there.
Well, I guess they also have one in Gahanna.
Okay.
On High Street.
I did not know about that.
Okay. Anyway, I've not been there. I enjoy a good cheesesteak, so I'm sure I'll check it out.
Wait a second. Is it? You said it's in Gahanna?
93 North High.
No, the other one.
Yes, yeah, in Gahanna. Okay. 93 North High.
I remember being told that there was a good Philly cheesesteak place in Gahanna, but I've not been there. So if that's the one they're talking about, then I know. Then I have at least heard of it. But
here's what they're saying the fries are. Sliced, slightly cupped potatoes, thicker than a chip, but thinner than a wedge. Crispy on the outside, but pillowy soft on the inside. Reminiscent of boardwalk fries from Atlantic City.
Oh, okay. Well,
that's fine.
That tracks with what I would expect at a cheesesteak place.
They also serve them with cheese whiz. Why not?
As you should. Well, if you're a cheesesteak place, I would hope the whiz is flowing.
Second place, Brassica.
Yeah.
Several locations.
I've not been to Brassica, but I've heard it's not, very good.
The North Star people own it, right? So I'm sure an order of fries is $72.
Yeah. I want to say a former linebacker / radio host who now may coach over at Ohio State.
What's linebacker?
Oh, gosh!
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with that term.
A former person who worked at this radio station who now does other things, but filled in for me the other week, James something or other.
Okay.
I believe he is a fan of that place. I could be wrong, but I know there's a local food place that I know he really was excited about coming back and getting to.
All right, they're saying these are hand-cut fries. I'm sure they're very delicious. Why wouldn't they be? Third place tie, the Thurman Cafe, which I'm trying to think if I've ever had their fries because the burgers come with chips.
Oh,
I'm sure
do?
I have had their fries.
I feel like I've had their fries, but you know what? Sadly, I don't remember them.
They have all-day breakfast fries topped with sausage gravy, bacon, and an egg.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, I was not aware of your game, Thurman's, on that regard. Thank you for that. I'm going to have to try that.
Or sloppy fries, which are shaken with hot buffalo wing sauce, teriyaki, and blue cheese dressing.
Okay.
That is a hot mess right there.
I had no idea they were doing this.
Well, go check it out.
Yeah.
Third place tie, Greek Express. Okay. I assume they have just the hand-cut fries.
I'm not sure.
Seasoned fries, it says. Look, it's not on here, and these are the Dispatch voters.
Oh, I hope you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
Loops fries?
Yes. Yes.
Corner of King and Northwest. They do fantastic fries. They are not hand-cut. They are a seasoned fry. They'll do oregano and put a little parm on there. Very delicious. I suggest you can just do ketchup as a dipping. That's fine. But they have different spreads as well. So if you want a tzatziki,
you want to
dip in the tzatziki, go for it. What?
I'm just remembering, I came across a video the other day on the talk, on TikTok, where a guy was talking about making his own like Greek-style wrap. And he was describing what he was putting on it. And he said, you get the lamb and you warm up your tortilla. And then it's called a tortilla. He said, you warm that up. And then he put on your Taizai Kai sauce.
sure, whatever. Taizai Kai Kai.
Yeah. So anyway, put that on it. And then hawk tua on it while you're
right
there.
If you're a fan of the hand cut fries, I think City Barbecue has a good hand cut fry. I think Nazareth in Gahanna off of Hamilton Road has a good hand-cut fry. They also have different spreads you can dip the fries into.
Can I just ask, I'll ask the stupid question, what constitutes hand-cut versus whatever you're talking about when you say it's not hand-cut? Like, I understand.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, like a Five Guy fry, visualize that. All right? They're taking the potato.
Yeah.
And they're putting it in the thing and they're cranking it down.
Right.
And they're doing nothing else to it.
They haven't taken the skin off.
Right. They're doing nothing else to it.
So when you're saying hand cut, you're meaning like there's some skin on it.
Right.
Okay.
That's what
you
I mean.
You got some skin in the game on that.
Wendy's does a version
of
that.
Yeah.
But clearly they're not doing
saying
that in the restaurant.
But like McDonald's, there's no skin on those fries.
No. Gotcha. That's a thin fry. That's a specialty fry.
Sure. Okay.
McDonald's fries, when they're on, are fantastic. I've said this before. I've been mocked by many of you, but the ones who have gone to try it have reported back. And they have said to me, common man, you ain't lying. I'm going to tell you where the greatest fry is in Columbus. Coming up next.
Oh.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a couple-minute delay on eastbound 70 on the west side between Central Avenue and 315, and slower traffic on northbound 71 on the south side from Greenlawn Avenue to 315. This report is sponsored by Discover. Time with family, laughs with friends, and cash back? Discover's got you covered on the last one. That's because Discover doubles all the cash back you've earned on your credit card at the end of your first year with cash back match. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
You wanted the best. Instead, you got these two. This is Common Man and T-Bone.
I just pulled the George Matthews and punched myself in the face.
Why did you do that? On accident?
The headphone cord got stuck.
Oh, good job.
George Matthews is just a guy. by the way. I don't know what he did.
Well, apparently, this is a thing. So it's today is our annual non-sports show. For those of you who are just tuning in for the first time.
It's forbidden. 3 hours.
Well, and the only sports that will occur is during the Sports Center updates. But, you know, we are pretty much not going to talk any sports unless, I don't know, the Dallas, some team in Texas with a star logo somewhere says that they are no longer playing whatever they play. Then maybe we
don't care. I'm not breaking in for that.
Okay. No, I mean, like the whole league stops. Like they just said, bye.
League of Extraordinary nah. Gentlemen?
Yes. That league of the it's a I believe a nonprofit.
Is what I see. I
well, the nonprofit well, with a large cap television contract.
The court case. It might be a nonprofit.
That's right. Well, anyway, we do have someone questioning us on that
what?
On the non-sports thing. Cucho Divot says so you can mention crappy Big 12 coaches Mike Gundy and Les Miles with no repercussions, but a James Laurinaitis mention calls for a ball shocking. I don't get the rules to no sports Thursday. One, it's non-sports. It's no sports day. It's no sports all day. Not because it's Thursday, because this is the day of the year we do that. But we mentioned Mike Gundy and Les Miles as humans. I then mentioned former something something football.
See? There you go. That's the problem.
Yes.
Not the name.
I gave the context of James Laurinaitis' occupation.
Laurinaitis is fine.
I could say his name
all day. He's a guy.
Yeah.
He's a guy with a house and a family.
He's a guy we know.
He is a guy we know.
Former
That's
coworker.
Right.
Yeah.
And when I talk about Mike Gundy, I'm referring to the drunk.
Yes.
What else he does, I don't know. If I talk about O.J. Simpson, I'm just referring to the double murderer.
Right.
All right, I don't know what else he did.
Dead.
So?
No, I know.
I'm still killed people?
I know, I'm saying he's a dead guy. You could also say that.
All right, dead guy, O.J. Simpson.
When I mentioned Les Miles, I'm talking about the IMDb-listed actor,
Les
Miles.
Good job,
Bob. He has some credits.
Tomorrow's National French Fry Day.
Yes.
The Dispatch says that Marlowe's Cheesesteaks has the best fries in Central Ohio. I've not tried them. I'm not here to say they're not the best. I'm just saying I haven't had them.
Okay.
Let me tell you what is the best. And I've said this before. Some of you have mocked me, but those of you who have gone have sent me praise and worship. This is going to sound so stupid. You go to Easton, okay?
Oh.
Listen.
I forgot about this.
I'm going to send you to a furniture store.
Mm-hmm.
To have the best fries you ever had in your entire life. You go to Easton, you go to the RH or Restoration Hardware, whatever the hell they call themselves. On the third floor, they have a very nice, fancy restaurant with a fountain and looks like a greenhouse and you sit on couches and everything's all very expensive, okay? And I'm not here to say it's not overpriced. It is. But for my money, they give you the best order of fries perhaps I've ever had. They are hot and fresh, obviously, to order. They are molten
okay.
when they bring them to you.
Okay.
For my money, perfectly seasoned. Think the thickness of a McDonald's fry.
All right. So
okay?
we're a little above a shoestring.
It's not a shoestring. It definitely has some heft to it. But
McDonald's fries are fairly thin.
You wouldn't look at this and say that's a thick cut fry.
No.
All right. So think of a fry like that. Perfectly fried, golden, seasoned well. They have an option of truffle fries. If you choose, go ahead. I'm not a real big truffle fry guy. To me, it masks the taste of the fry. They serve it with ketchup. They also serve it with an aioli, garlic aioli.
Which is,
just
more places. More
right.
places need to do
flavored,
that.
Flavored mayonnaise.
Have a fry sauce.
It is delicious. Delicious. Now, two people, you're not getting out of there probably for less than $100.
What if you just get the fries?
You can. I guess there's no shame to that.
Well, what's the cost for the fries?
Like probably $11.
Oh, well then
I mean, it's still a fried potato for $11. But what I'm saying is
right, yeah.
they're doing it very well. And
okay.
you can buy an armoire if you want to.
Oh, good.
Right downstairs.
Now, I appreciate what you're saying. I do feel like, though, these are different levels of spending. But when I try to tell you that a gas station has great fried chicken or pizza, you poo-poo it.
I don't poo-poo
yes,
it.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. That's a lie.
I spent years being mocked for having gas station pizza. When I said that the Jimmy's, what's his truck stop called? Pilot Flying J. I went to the one up on 71 off the 36, 37 right there. And I had a piece of pizza. And I said, you know, for freeway side pizza, right, ready, hot in order. Go get it.
Right.
It's pretty good.
I didn't say that. I mocked you for having a pilgrimage to go there. Like, if you happen to stop and you're like, oh, I'm in the area, I'm here, I'll have some pizza. I have no problem with that. But you would drive, you would seek out the gas station pizza.
Admit to me right now that you've never been to Restoration Hardware other than to buy an armoire or some such piece of furniture. And you're like, oh, do they have happened to fries here?
Well, but the difference is,
do you drive there to get the fries?
This is exceptional.
I'm saying mine was exceptional and you're poo-pooing.
All right, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
They also have delicious, like, French dip sandwich. Prime rib sandwich.
That's what I want to eat on an $8,000 couch. Something with a bunch of juice.
Can I tell you something? It's not your couch. What's the difference? It's their couch.
My anxiety does not know that.
Why?
Because I'll be sitting there going, I can't mess up. It's even worse that it's not my couch.
It's a restaurant
couch. It's someone else's couch.
Let me tell you something. They scotch guard the hell out of that crap. Elton John comes in, pisses all over the place. Like the shoe store in France.
I forgot about that.
Yeah! That's a three-day-old callback, homie.
Rocket Man, that's what they call him, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Just rockets his piss right there in the shoe store.
Yeah, do they have tables at this place?
Yeah.
Okay. Because you said you sit on couches. That seems not the way I'd want to eat.
They don't give you a wooden chair. They're selling you the furniture that they have down there. That's what you're sitting on.
Okay. But they do have a table that you can sit on.
Yes, marble tables.
Oh, well.
Marble.
Try to push two of those together. Not going to happen.
It's not your job.
No, it's... Well,
you don't have to.
Oh, they'll come and do that. Well, they do have... I mean, it's Restoration Hardware. They should have movers.
Plus, again, this is going to sound very stupid.
Okay.
A wonderful view of the mall. It's not like, oh, the Grand Canyon's here. No. But yes, there's but a nice view
you're up above
of the mall.
What I've learned is Mike likes to look down upon the people.
No, that's not right.
That's what I've
you
heard.
Shut your whore
that's
mouth.
That's what I heard. You like to nosh on fries while looking down at people.
That I get an erection when I can get a deal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, come in. I'll tell you. I spent $2 on lunch today, and here's what I ate. Bah! I'll give you everything that I ate and tell you.
No, but I meant... Physically, you are above people looking down on them, and you said, you know what? It's a tremendous view.
Oh, that's true.
That's what I mean.
Yes,
I do physically like down upon people.
That's right.
Tremendous.
All right. Fries. Restoration Hardware. By the way, Lulu was there recently.
Oh.
I didn't know she was going.
Okay.
But I saw that she went there, and I sent her a message, and I just said, fries? Question mark?
Mm-hmm.
She goes, you bet your ass.
Good. Good job, Lulu.
The word is out.
Okay.
Tell them Common Man sent you. They'll say, who's that? And you'll say, yes. They open for brunch on the weekends. They open at 10. By the way, you can go in there at 10 and say, make me some fries. And they will do it.
Listen, it will make me so happy if people show up wearing, like, I don't know, put on whatever you're thinking about wearing when you're going to Walmart. Or whatever, you know what, whenever you're thinking about going and grabbing some fast food. And then swing into old Restoration Hardware and say, sorry, armoires? I don't have time for that. Point me to the fry section, please. And they're like, that's upstairs. And you're like, thank you. And you just go up there, you eat your fries, you leave.
Well, yeah, because they have the very well-dressed people in the lower level.
Yeah.
And you just walk in. Can we help you find anything? Yeah, you can help me find the French fries, please.
Where's your deep fryer? You got any salt and pepper shakers over there?
Would you like to take a catalog?
No.
Yeah, I'll read it while I'm taking a crap later after I crap out the fries that I'm going to eat. Here. Thank you.
Hey, man, if you make a good French fry, who am I to judge? You know, like if that's what you're doing, you got a restaurant at the top of your hardware store, your furniture store, then by all means.
Good prime rib sandwich, too. Got like a little garlic bread baguette.
Can I ask how many?
What?
What the? With the what on it?
With the sliced prime. What did you think I was going to say?
I thought you were doing a little Mikey's late night slice with the sauce.
The slut sauce.
I don't know what was happening there.
They don't call
it class it up at that Restoration Hardware, do they? Like, come up and get your slut sauce on your fries. Then pay $9,000. Devoid your kid's child fund so you can have an armoire. Yes.
Hi, I'm here for the fries and the sluts. Oh, that's the third floor. Third floor up there.
Third floor.
When you get to the Count Dracula mirrors, make a left. It'll be in there.
Yeah.
I love this show.
Yeah, me too,
buddy. Let's do it every day.
I know.
Teddy, this is one of them.
Wow. I'm offended. It's only been 44 minutes.
All right, well,
you
lose that distinction.
You cannot proclaim that at least until 5 o'clock. There's no way. We don't know.
Okay.
Jury's out.
Coming up next. Oh, I want to talk about lies.
Oh, okay.
My wife and I were having a discussion about the biggest lies that society tells ourselves. And so we're going to talk later, next.
I like that.
You know what, Ted? Not one of them. Sorry.
See, I know.
Sorry, Teddy.
I know it.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's slow-moving traffic causing a five-minute delay on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt from 315 to 71. And expect a 30-minute slowdown due to an accident on the right shoulder of northbound 71 on the north side at Polaris Parkway. It's stop-and-go from 270. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With a super low down payment, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Down payments vary, does not mean savings. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com. When you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Jen.
Listen to this show or go to hell. This is Man and Bone.
This stupid show where we talk no sports whatsoever is brought to you by the Hinderer Motor Company. Non-sports show, no sports allowed. We do it one day a year. It is today, 3 hours. I think there's something else we have to do.
Okay.
I've been hearing this for a couple days. I know you've been hearing it for a couple days, and it's driving both of us crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Every time we go to commercial break and we go to traffic, we hear this.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Why can't Dawn say the word pizza?
Yeah.
It's like it was given to her for the first time. Pizza?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
I want
a a tricky word?
I want a piece of pizza, I guess you could say.
Pizza?
Piece of pizza. But no, pizza has a... It doesn't, but it does have a T in it. Does it not? Pizza. Like, there's two Z's. We say like that.
Look, sometimes
pizza.
Send off copy, we have a phonetic spelling with it. Because not everybody's going to know, if you don't live here, how to say Gehenna.
Sure.
Okay?
Or Olentangy.
Sure. So we'll put that in there. I didn't think I had to do one for pizza.
No, you don't. Because she's a professional voiceover artist. She shouldn't need that.
I love you, Dawn, but what the hell are we doing?
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Meister's getting their money worth.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the time that I said they were going to close?
And you were dead wrong?
I didn't say it. Someone on the burner phone said it. I was stupid enough to repeat it.
You then said,
Meister's is so open, please go there now.
Oh, they're open,
and get
baby.
Some pizza.
You know what they're like? They're like, well, I don't know if I can do that because I don't want to. I can't say a sports figure. I was about to make a sports reference.
No, you cannot.
Can't do that.
No, you cannot.
They are open like a door is open. There you go.
Good.
That's all I can say.
Kristen asked me last night, what are the biggest lies people tell each other? And so I came up with three. Tell me your thoughts.
Okay.
Lie number one, high school ends.
Yeah.
I don't think high school ever ends. I think that the clickiness and the groupthink and all that crap just morphs into something else. Life is one big giant high school.
The nice thing is you can with life, I think you have more control over it, right? Like having a job, having a car, things like that. You don't have to go, like you can change where you go to high school, for example. You can change where you go to work. you might find a better place that's not as clicky. Or you might, if you have a friend group that's just kind of not what you know, you're seeing, you can move around and have a better chance of finding a scene. But eventually, you're right. You'll get somewhere, you'll get settled, and then you'll realize, oh, cliques have formed. There are little political battles among all these people. You're right. 9 times out of 10, it's very hard to get away from the drama that you had in high school. It just kind of changes forms.
All right, high school never ends. Number two for me is you can't drink red wine with that. You can drink red wine with anything. There's different red wines, light, full-bodied. Red wine goes with everything. Kiss my ass.
Donut?
Third one. Sure, we can get one for you.
Okay. All right, good. I like it.
Third one, there are no stupid questions. Most questions are stupid, coming from stupid people, and that makes them stupid questions.
Yeah, but I will defend stupid questions and say without stupid questions, we don't actually ever, like if no one ever asked and we just all were like, oh, I guess this is how it goes, we would never find out the answers to some things,
no,
right?
No, we would... Okay.
You know what I mean? You can, no, stupid questions are stupid, but sometimes you need those. That's all I'm saying.
No? Okay. All right, fine. Go ahead.
I thought you were saying they're stupid.
Give me yours.
They can be stupid. It doesn't mean they're bad. Everyone wishes they could be a kid again. I don't.
I don't either.
No.
I like being in charge.
But people are like, oh, I don't. Like, I guess that's partially me remembering a Toys R Us theme song. I don't want to grow up. I just want to be a kid.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I'm a Toys R Us kid, yeah. I like having, like I said, money, car, my own house.
You know what I had for breakfast this morning?
What'd you have?
Cookie.
Right.
A cookie.
Would you be allowed to do that if you were at home living as a child?
Absolutely not.
No. Are my kids allowed to have cookies for breakfast? No, they're not. Am I? I mean, yes. I don't.
I am
I try not to do
bastard
it.
Dad, though, that eats the cookie for breakfast in front of the kid who is having yogurt and fruit.
Okay. Yeah, that's probably maybe not the, well, it's your house.
And you know what? What I say is, the difference is, my brain no longer developing.
Oh, that's good.
You need this growing body, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Me, I'm just trying to get through the day and not kill myself.
There you go.
So I'm having a cookie.
Next biggest lie that I would say that I have is hard work is rewarded. Sometimes it is. Sometimes it is not. Sometimes you do a lot of hard work and someone else gets the credit or you do all the hard work and then the deal falls through at work. Or sometimes you just do hard work and no one ever knows about it. And,
yeah, that's true.
And I think, I mean, I'm just saying it's not always rewarded. It sometimes is, many times is. Not bad to do hard work. Do it for yourself. Don't do it for the reward. That's what I'm saying.
To piggyback off of that, I think another lie that we tell is that you can do anything you want if you put your mind to it.
Oh.
You can't.
Yeah, that's.
And it's okay to say that you have limitations. People have physical limitations. People have mental limitations based on what the task is. There's lots of things that if I tried really hard, guess what? Still couldn't do.
Oh, that's 100% right. And I don't think that's a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing.
It's important to not. I don't think it's important. I think it's important not to limit a child who is trying to figure out what their limitations are. You want to try this? Okay, we'll do it safely to like horseback riding. Maybe that's the thing you want to try. All right. Well, if you can't even like, I don't know, climb up onto your like chair at your house, like maybe we're horseback riding is not there for you. But, you know, at some point, if you can get up and do this and do that, we'll let you ride a horse safely and see how that goes. You may not be, though, a champion jumper of horses ever. That's okay.
An equestrian.
There you go.
All right. We're going to continue with the lies.
Oh, that's right. I forgot we're short on time.
We're going to continue with the lies, and I want to hear the lies from you. 614-787-3093. Lies that society tells each other. We're all part of society. We all perpetuate these lies.
Mm-hmm.
What are they? Teddy's got his list, too. Another lie. This show is good. That's a huge lie.
Another lie. This is one of them.
Common Man and T-Bone on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Watch out for an accident on the right shoulder if you're on eastbound 270 on the south outer belt from 23 to Alum Creek Drive. And slow traffic is causing a 5-minute delay on northbound 71 on the north side between East Broad Street and 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Direct Auto. Direct Auto Insurance is for uncompromisers. With savings of up to 25%, you can stop compromising and keep driving. Get a free quote at directauto.com. Savings based on discounts can vary. How you buy can affect price. National General Group, Winston-Salem. I'm Nicole for 99.5. 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Not doctors, not lawyers, and definitely not sports hosts. You're listening to Man and Bone.
Not today. Although I do have something to read, and I don't know how to read this.
What do you have to read?
I mean, Teddy has given me this thing to read for an event featuring Cardale Jones, but how do I read it and not break the rules of non-sports day?
Maybe we just have to suspend the rules for like 30 seconds.
Or I mean, this is something we are being required to do by our employer. Let's forget about what our employer's name is, because that
maybe
involves...
I won't read it.
Well, who's going to read it then?
Maybe another fan host should read it. Maybe Bobby Carpenter should read it.
What would that sound like if Bobby Carpenter read it?
The Schmitz Cardale Jones Celebrity Softball Game is coming. Why picnic when you can Schmitznick? It's presented by Monogram Homes. It goes down Saturday, July 20th, 6:30 p.m. at Huntington Park. Current Ohio State football players versus the former players like me. Cardale's the captain for the Geezers, and Emeka Abuka's the captain, spell his name right, for the current players. Tickets only $10 and are available today at BuckeyeCruise.com. Oh, by the way.
I wanted to say that all week, and I've restrained myself. Good for you.
I got a family four-pack of tickets to give away here to the Cardale Jones Charity Softball Game. Caller number 721. Right now, 614-821-9710 takes home the tickets.
I got to say, you started leaking into Schlegel there.
I know.
At the end.
I'm sorry.
You started getting a little like, yeah, a little more gumption there.
Are we talking about lies that we tell in society?
The last one we were saying is hard work is rewarded, which... it is sometimes. It is not always rewarded.
Right.
Here's one that's probably more unique just to me or to people who are fat. But this one is not like an axiom. It's just something I've heard often. People tell like, oh, yoga is so relaxing. Oh, yoga's relaxing. Yeah, if you're in shape. I mean, it can be relaxing. But if you're a fatty, fat, fat person like me, doing even the relaxing poses, you kind of feel stressed. I don't think people know this. I went to the gym once and only once. Never went back. No, I went to the gym once.
They didn't let you back.
No.
Get out.
I went to the gym once and they were like, here, let me walk you through some stretches. And this trainer, this is many years ago, over a dozen years ago. And this trainer was very well-meaning. And she's walking me through this. And of course, she weighed like, 95 pounds. And she's, now bend over, do this, bend over, do that. Reach over here, reach over there. And she does it no problem. I have like fat rolls that get in the way as I'm trying to do these movements. So that's causing me to like hold my breath. And she's like, all right, now you should be very relaxed here. And instead my face is turning beet red. And she's like, why are you holding your breath? I'm like, because I got all this fat. Like this, we need stretches for fat people is what I'm saying. Yoga, not always relaxing, especially if you're bigger.
This is from the burner phone, which you can text. Please do. 614-787-3093. Lies that we tell ourselves in society. Leslie says, the biggest lie that we tell ourselves is that it will get better. It never gets better. We just get better learning how to deal and cope with the crap storm going around us. Yes.
You know what? That's actually very wise. Because that is something I have dealt with a lot, is looking around and going, when does it actually get better?
Well,
but you realize you have to learn how to roll with it. You have to find your pathway. You have to find the stuff that helps you out.
That's right. We have talked about, people talk about how we have to get back to the good old days, right? And you and I have sort of dispelled this myth over the years.
Yeah.
It's like, well, give me a time period. What's the good old days for you? When everything was all right, we need to get back to that. Tell me. 50s?
Right.
Threat of nuclear war every 10 seconds and separate bathrooms and all that stuff. That's what we're talking about?
Yeah.
The good old days?
100% with you.
There's always crap, okay? A wise man, I call him William Yeol, once said, we didn't start the fire.
Okay.
The world's been burning since the world's been turning.
Oh, I see.
Is that right?
I don't know.
The world's been burning since the world. It's all been burning since the world. Anyway, it's always been crap.
Mm-hmm.
It will always be crap. Now, what does change is our perspective. There was crap going on when I was 11 years old in the world.
Oh, sure.
Guess what? I didn't think about it because I was 11. I was excited about summer and camp and all the other crap I was doing. My parents, I'm sure, were sitting around the dinner table worried about a lot of stuff. But I wasn't worried because I was 11. Now, as the adult, I sit around that dinner table and worry about a lot of stuff. Does my daughter think that she's living in the end times? No.
No.
She's happy all the time because she has a different perspective.
Yeah, and I think that's partially where some people say that is the good old days were for them when they didn't have as much responsibility, didn't know as much about what was going on. But yeah, you're right. And especially now we have more information than ever. So you're hearing even more of the horrible stuff.
That's another thing I was going to ask you. If you could, you erase everybody's memory so we never knew that we ever had it.
Right.
Because you can't just take something away, then
everybody
will, misses it.
And, someone will make it again.
Right. You men in black, mind erase everybody, including yourself. You get to make the call, though.
Okay.
You pull the pin, you take away the internet. It's gone.
Hmm.
Would you do it?
I
you wouldn't miss it because you wouldn't know it.
Think I would.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, and as long as I wouldn't also have whatever responsibility on my, because there are plenty of positives with the internet, right?
Like, of course.
There's got to have been people who have literally had their lives saved because they Googled something and said, oh, this little funny pain in the back behind my ear, I should go to the doctor. And they find out, oh yeah, you have a tumor that we can operate on, but if you waited 6 months, dead. You know, like there's got to be stuff like that that's been positive. As long as I don't have that guilt that
you wouldn't know.
Right. Then
I think I would do it too.
I am amazed at when I read books from, you know, an author from like the 40s or the 50s or name a time before really the internet came around, even the 70s and 80s, where you hear people like grown adults talking about like, well, you know, my father could do this and this and this and knew all these skills, or my mother knew how to do these, because you had to know how to do so many things. You had to recall so many things because it wasn't just, oh, I'll just look it up. It wasn't on your phone. It wasn't on the internet. Like, you actually had to know how to do some stuff. You had to know how, whatever it was that you were dealing with. If you were someone who was into cars, you couldn't just Google, how do I change my brakes? You had to like really know that stuff if that's what you wanted to do. And you couldn't forget it 6 minutes after you did it.
No,
you had to learn it.
From a simpler standpoint too, I mean, just think about what you used to do when you went to the bank. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't just pull out your phone. You just stood there and stared.
Yeah.
And you waited in line.
Yeah.
At the bank.
Mm-hmm.
You would just, people were bored a lot.
Yes.
I was bored a lot. But guess what happens when you're bored? Creativity enters.
Sure.
And that's the thing I think is missing from a lot of people now is that they don't give themselves time to do nothing, to actually be bored, to look out the window and say, I'm so bored, I'm going to kill myself. Let me go draw a picture, learn a guitar song, or talk about my teenage angst.
Right. Yeah. Like, there, I know what you're getting at. Like, there's that ability to be able to find something to do with your time, as opposed to when I have 5 minutes of spare time, I feel like I have, like, I can look through 20 Instagram reels.
Yeah, you feel like you're wasting it by not doing anything.
Right.
So then you get on there and start looking at stuff.
But it's like, I could have just sat there for 5 minutes and been alone with my thoughts. You're right.
Teddy, lies that we tell ourselves in society. Go.
All right. I think I have a couple here that you'll really like. How about this first one I got? Everything happens for a reason.
Wrong.
I agree with that completely.
Wrong.
I mean, I agree with the sentiment.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, we agree with Ted that's a lie.
I agree with Ted that's a lie.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Right. We all agree on that.
I think we tell ourselves that because it's much easier than saying this entire marble is total and complete chaos. Hold on tight until you die.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Second one. Oh. Are you?
Ted was like, all right, I'm ready to go.
I didn't know if you were done.
No, you're right. Yeah, that's fine. It's all chaos, Teddy. Doesn't matter.
Same one.
All right. I'm happy for you.
Oh, that's a lie.
Well, for me, that's a lie.
Yeah, well, you've told us that's a lie.
Well, for me, maybe for other, maybe people actually are genuinely out there happy for other people. I'm not one of them.
I find myself, there are certainly people I've said that to where after they leave, I'm like, argh. But not like probably 8 times out of 10 when I say that, I'm genuinely happy for someone if I'm saying it. If I'm not saying it, then I'm saying something else. I'm not going, oh, really? That's great. I'm so happy for you. I'm like, oh, interesting. Like, I try not to lie about it. But yeah,
No, there are times where I'm not unhappy about it, but there's also a lot of times where I'm just indifferent.
Ah, that's makes a lot of sense.
Like, oh, you got that promotion. Congrats. I'm so happy for you. I don't care. What do I care? Oh, you're getting married. I don't care.
And you know what? You're right. There's probably a lot of people who say that who literally are like, I'm just trying to get through this conversation.
All right, Teddy, one more.
How about money doesn't buy happiness?
I tend to agree that it does.
That's not saying that rich people are always happy.
No, no.
But
what it buys you is the freedom to explore what makes you happy. Like let's say that you hit the lottery tomorrow and you never have to work again. Maybe you feel like you're pretty content in life, but you would have time to go explore, I don't know, whatever hobbies you've ever wanted to explore, go travel, go do whatever you want because you don't have a job tying you down. You don't have financial limitations. You might find that you're actually really happy oil painting, I don't know, in Italy. That's maybe you found that that would make you truly happy. You'd never experienced happiness like that. You wouldn't do that if you didn't have millions of dollars.
Common man Sack Stitch says, here's some lies. Happy wife, happy life. Not always true.
Mm-hmm. That's
true. Maybe your wife is happy doing some other dude.
Well, also, maybe if you're in a relationship that's not great, either spouse.
Right.
And you're like always bending at once. If it's a one-sided relationship where the one person's extremely happy, the other person's miserable, that would not be a good relationship.
Also, respect your elders. Lots of my elders are stupid and don't deserve respect.
I'm preaching to the choir on that one, pal.
Now,
I agree with. Now, we should, I think, take care of the elders.
Take care of them.
Honor, you know, that they've lived a long time.
If someone limps onto the bus, maybe get up and let them sit.
No, when I was a kid, if I understand what this person is saying, when I was a kid, it was like, if they said it, then the old people that said it are right, and you must listen to it and adhere to it, at least until they're dead. And I don't think you should live your life by someone else's wrong thought from 40, 50 years ago that they've just held on to because they never changed or never thought more about it. I don't think that's a good way to go through life.
We've been sort of aimlessly wandering around for this entire show. We're going to get back to more of a stable thing coming up next. Okay. Something that we do on a daily basis. It is called Fat More Food Tip! Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're going to run into some slow traffic on southbound 270 on the east outer belt between Main Street and I-70. And you're going to hit a 5-minute delay on southbound 315 between King Avenue and Town Street. This report is sponsored by Summit Racing Equipment. Upgrade your hot rod or muscle car with parts from Summit Racing. And right now, shop summitracing.com and use promo code RADIO for $10 off an order of $100 or more. Summitracing.com. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 7/21/24. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
Back when I was banging, this show slapped. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and T-Bone.
Oh, and I want to talk to you about my friends at Tri-State Men's Health.
Okay.
Did you know that dudes, when they get to their early to mid-30s, they start losing 2 to 3% of their testosterone production every year?
Dude.
It happens gradually. And before you know it, you just don't feel like the same guy you used to be in your 20s and 30s. Maybe you have that decrease in libido, putting on weight, less productive at the gym, poor sleep, sad or depressed. Those are all symptoms of low T. So here's what I want you to do. Schedule a consult with Tri-State Men's Health. They're going to do your lab work, have your results ready within 30 minutes. Then a licensed medical provider will review your results with you and discuss your options, and you're going to make the decision together. With me, too. I'm going to be there. And their medical team. Cost of the appointment is just $99, which includes a medical consult, TNPSA test, and if you sign up for testosterone treatment the day of your appointment, your visit is free. Call them today, 800-900-9654, or visit tristatemenshealth.com. Promo code PPNOWORKY.
There you go.
Good, it's a non-sports show. 3 hours, no sports allowed. We are going to do what we always do, our favorite segment of the day, Fat Boy Food Tap.
Common Man and T-Bone have very little value unless they're telling you about all the crap they can shove in your mouth so you can die quicker. It's time for Fat Boy Food Tip. Wait, how do you want me to say it? Tip? 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 This is dumb. I quit.
All right, tomorrow, we already talked about it in the 3 o'clock hour. Tomorrow is National French Fry Day. Maybe you're asking yourself, is my favorite restaurant celebrating with free fries?
Yeah.
Chances are, yes, they are. McDonald's is doing free fries this Friday, but they always do free fries in the app, so just get the app. They're also doing a special great garlic sauce that you can dip the fries into.
Oh.
Burger King is doing free fries tomorrow. Members of the Royal Perks loyalty program,
AKA their app.
Yes. Can get a free order of any size fries with a purchase of $1 or more. Who is not getting the largest fry they have?
Oh, yeah, right. Well, someone maybe who's, like, watching their diet,
I guess. And they're going to Burger King? Take advantage of the free fries?
They're getting free fries, baby.
KFC, free secret recipe fries on National Fry Day. If you're in their app, the KFC Rewards Loyalty Program, you get a free order of secret recipe fries, which I've not had. What does that mean?
I mean, their chicken is the secret recipe chicken, right? The fried chicken. So are they saying they season it with the 12 seasonings? Herbs and spices? Is that what they're saying?
Right, anyway.
Maybe.
Wendy's, free fries on Fridays this week and all year.
Well, yeah, that's their thing they've been doing.
Handles, the ice cream shop, is doing 16... what?
Huh? You okay?
I'm trying to read this. It makes no sense.
Well, you started saying it and you stopped yourself. Was there something offensive or what's happening?
They're doing a limited time French fry frozen yogurt.
Okay.
The company describes the treat as a bright yellow soft serve that tastes like crisp, salty fries with real potato French fry pieces mixed in.
Okay. Well, you know what? That's probably going to be horrible, but I'd give it a shot. I'd try it. I like dipping my fries into a Frosty or into an ice cream confection. The salty-sweet combo is great. Maybe it will be good as a pre-made frozen treat. I kind of doubt it, but I'd give that a shot.
Also, Krispy Kreme is celebrating an anniversary tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
They are 87 years old tomorrow. Customers who purchase any dozen donuts at regular price can receive original glazed dozen for 87 cents tomorrow only.
Well, that's
with a limit of 2 dozen when purchased in shop and via drive through, and 1 dozen when purchased online for pickup or delivery.
You guys are getting donuts tomorrow.
I already feel like the Krispy Kreme on Sawmill Road has preemptively shut down as a result
of this. I'm sorry, we don't acknowledge that. Are you bringing us donuts, Timmy?
If that's real, expect it's donuts. Real. They recently did. I'd signed up for their app, and I also think I caught a deal through that. That just got a straight up buy a dozen, get a dozen free. And that worked. So
isn't that what this is?
I hope. Well, he's saying 87 cents.
Oh,
for the 87th birthday.
Okay.
Just as well as free. So yes, you will get some donuts tomorrow.
By the way, I forgot we were doing this segment. We actually have a Fat Boy Food tip from a listener that prompted me to get out and pay some money today.
What?
Urban's Little Meyer tweeted us and said, "My guys, got a Fat Boy Food tip. A friend posted this, seemed like it would be good. It is a picture of a can of iced coffee." Now, I know you don't typically like coffee, Mike, mostly because you don't like hot shots of liquid in your mouth, but this is iced coffee. However,
I don't mind coffee-flavored things.
Okay, you might like this because International Delight makes the coffee creamers.
Uh-huh.
I use them from time to time in my hot or iced coffees. They're good. I'm not brand loyal, though, on that. I'll get whatever's got the best flavor going at the time. But they have a Reese's peanut butter cup flavored creamer. So it's chocolatey, it's peanut buttery. I've actually not tried it, but I've seen it at the store. I need to get it. However, what Urban's Little Meyer sent us is a can of pre-mixed iced coffee and the creamer. It's got Reese's cups all over it. It's iced coffee in a can. I have two of these sitting in the fridge right now. I went out today and bought a couple of them.
Go get them.
Well, we're in the middle. I'll get them during the commercial break.
Yum. Timmy, go get them in the fridge.
If you want to grab...
Is there even time?
Yeah, go. We got two minutes. It's time if you get off your ass right now instead of just looking at me.
Are you going to drink one of these?
Yes.
You're going to drink the coffee?
Yes, all right. I'll have it.
I was going to say...
Move a little slower over there. My God.
Do I have to? Apparently.
We got time? I mean, what are we doing here? I got to go cut up old Buckeye games. They're in the... I thought they were in the fridge, you said.
They are in the fridge.
I'm sorry, Ted. You're right, Ted.
You can't do that.
I'm sorry, Ted.
Can't do that.
I'm sorry.
Can't do that.
All right, we can talk about how... Oh, here he comes.
Okay.
See? We got time.
By the way, someone in the chat said, duck donuts are better. I mean, all right.
Stop posing for the camera.
Timmy, how are we going to drink them if you're holding them?
Wait a second.
All right, you said we have no time.
There's 220 calories in this thing. We're not kidding around.
Because it's a real thing here. All right. So these, apparently, I looked this up. I found these at Speedway, and a little more on that in a second. I found them at Speedway, but apparently also Dollar General has these. So here we go.
It's good. It's not as peanut buttery as I would like it to be. Just sort of tastes like an iced coffee.
I mean, as someone who drinks a lot of iced coffee and coffee in general, I love coffee.
Yeah, but do you not understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm saying this is like, if you are a regular coffee drinker, this is like drinking chocolate milk with some Reese's Pieces, like almost a Reese's Pieces flavoring.
It's not bad.
No, but you could drink that, couldn't you?
Yeah.
If you're not, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm sorry I only brought two, Timmy. I would have purchased more if I knew you were
going to. I'm not going to drink this whole thing.
Ted and I aren't thirsty.
I did put my mouth on it, but
yes.
Yeah, you know what? I'm gonna say I'll buy this again. I would like to have this over ice, but yeah, that's really good. I like that.
All right. Someone has died. We have to dedicate the show to someone.
They're not a sports figure, are they?
No, they're not, okay. But they're dead and they deserve our respect. Hmm. We'll talk about them, dedicate the show coming up next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Be aware of an accident on the right shoulder of eastbound 270 on the south outer belt from 23 to Alum Creek Drive. That's causing some delay. We also have a small holdup on eastbound 70 on the east side between Hamilton Road and 270. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Get your spoons ready for Pierre's Ice Cream. Cherry vanilla, cookies and cream, nuts about Buckeyes. All Pierre's flavors are next level. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's Ice Cream, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Best known for their contributions to the fast food breakfast world, this is Man and Bone.
Happy Thursday. No sports allowed today. 3 hours a day. I hope you're enjoying it. I'm enjoying doing it. So I hope you're enjoying listening to it.
Teddy, cut that one up. I enjoy doing it.
Yeah. I do enjoy doing it. Just nobody lets me do it to them. That's the other problem I have. We have to dedicate the show today. The kid who was in Elf died.
Oh.
What? The little boy who was the son in Elf.
Okay. For those who don't know of Elf.
Elf was an 80s sitcom about an alien.
Well, an alien life form. An Alf. That's where the name came from.
Benji Gregory, the child actor who starred in the 80s sitcom Alf, has died at the age of 46, according to his sister.
Oh.
Gregory was found dead along with his service dog in his car on June 13th, her sister wrote on Facebook. His vehicle was in a bank parking lot in Peoria, Arizona. The family believes he went there the evening of June 12th to deposit some residual checks found in his vehicle from Alf, I guess.
Okay.
But never got out of the car to do so. He fell asleep and died from vehicular heat stroke.
Oh, my gosh. What a way to go.
And then I guess the dog died.
Well,
He stopped acting when he was a kid, went into the service, joined the Navy. Then his sister said he suffered from bipolar disorder and depression and received care for both. But he fell asleep in a hot car and just died in the car.
I got to say, I've never thought about, like, you know, I have a lot. I mean, I'm sure you do, too. Lots of people have their fears of, oh, this is dangerous. Don't do that. You know, you could get hurt or you could die or whatever. Like, you're not going up in a hot air balloon. You don't like that idea at all. That terrifies you.
No.
And I understand, even though I make fun of you, I do understand, right? That I would never have thought, fall asleep in your car in Arizona, death. But, right, it says in the article here that on that day in that area, it was 109 degrees as the high. So, of course, if that's what it was just in the air temperature, imagine sitting in a hot car. Yeah, that would not be good.
All right, let's get back on track, shall we?
All right. RIP Alf Kid.
Yes.
Sorry.
Fat Boy food tip. You can text the burner phone, 614-787-3093. I feel like we have to discuss this. There is no name attached to this.
All right.
He or she says, hear me out now.
Okay.
Toast, peanut butter, fresh tomato, salt.
Hold on. Toast.
Toast.
Peanut butter.
Yes.
Fresh tomato.
Yes.
Salt.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what they say. That's the entire text.
All right. I have no way to verify this now, obviously. And I don't know that I'll remember this when I get home. Because that's a long drive. But if I can remember it, I will gladly try this.
Do you have fresh tomato at home? Ready to go?
I could stop at the store and pick one up if I remember.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. Do you want herbs tomorrow?
You have asked me like 8 times.
I know, but
tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Them. Yes.
I got so many herbs.
You're growing.
Did you use the herbs I gave you, Timmy?
I'm using some more of them tonight on some flatbread.
I got so much basil.
Be good.
I got basil coming out of my cracky.
I like the basil on my flatbreads.
What are you saying? Basil? Isn't it basil?
Basil.
Basil? Pizza?
Pizza and
I love to basil. Put some basil on my pizza.
By the way, that is what
basil?
If you go to the town in Switzerland, which is not spelled the same
basil.
Way.
Basil. Basil.
Yeah.
That's where Houseman went. Our old guy, Don Delco.
Houseman?
That's how they referred to him in an article that was written about him.
Oh, instead of house husband, just houseman?
Yeah, the translation.
Oh, that's
from Swiss. As when I was reading the article about him, referred to him as houseman. I like that.
I forgot they wrote an article about him.
You know what I just realized that we had? Teddy just told me this.
What's that?
We were talking about this recently, how, you know, Randy Quaid, the actor, has sort of gone nutty.
Well, yeah, was that back during COVID when we were at home?
I remember we
played some audio from him.
We didn't realize he had gone nutty, but
he's been nutty for a long time.
He's been nutty for
a while.
He
and his wife, I think, went north of the border.
Oh, yeah.
And then created this big incident trying to get back into the States.
They snuck over to Canada and couldn't get back in. And it was like they were arrested at the border, something like that.
Right.
Yes.
But we have some new Randy Quaid audio.
Oh.
That he's posted on the socials. Would you like to hear it?
Of course.
Of course.
Here's something to mull over. Who's actually in control? Control of your mind. Control of the collective. The old man president? Wake up from dreamland. I'll tell you who's really in charge of us. Ask yourself, friends, why do you keep running into former Skid Row frontman Sebastian Bach at the deli counter? No one likes their ham loaf sliced so thin it chips. It's a sign. Sign from the gods. Drape yourself in burlap and humble yourself in the eyes of our true master. He's also the master of the diamond cutter, Diamond Dallas Page. He's a fisherman. A river runs through it, masturbator of hooks, flinging his rod. Shark Week is upon us. Do not be the prey.
I think there's a lot that we can take from that.
That's all. I like how that fan just...
Is that a fan?
You just ripped that fan right off.
Industrial fan?
Somebody doesn't know how to hit the favorites fade out tab on the Audition.
I don't know what you're talking about. Is that Jen Winters outside?
Who's editing that?
I thought she wasn't coming in today.
It's all him today, baby.
I thought Jen Winters was hanging outside the discharge lounge.
Discharge lounge.
She was at the hospital, I believe.
Because Len was getting a new pacemaker today.
Oh, is that what that was today? I knew. Yeah. Her dad's, he's getting some stuff done there. Getting the, what do they call it? Like a tune-up when you're that age? It's just like a typical.
It's called a new pacemaker.
No. It's a, what would Rimmer call it? A lube job. Just, you know, shaking things up in there.
Oh, hello.
Wait.
Time to change that oil pop.
Can we reference?
He's just a guy on our show. Why can't we reference it?
Well, why is he on our show?
Because he's old and he keeps inviting himself on the show.
That's just a man's name.
That's right. Jeff Rimmer is just a friend of ours and that's it. No need to. Okay. I just want to make sure we're not violating the rules of today's show.
No. Come on.
Where we're not allowed to talk any sports.
Basic Costco membership fees are going up for the first time since 2017. So if you have a basic membership fee, you pay $60 now, you're going to pay $65.
That's a $5 increase.
That's right, T-Bone. Thanks for that. Thank you.
I don't know if that's a... fine. Is that really the problem when you go to Costco, that it's $60 versus $65? Or is it the problem when you go in there, you're like... Well, what I was going to get was the one bulk thing of pretzels, and now $700 later and new tires for my car, I'm finally leaving. I think that's where the issue
becomes.
Talk
about how Timmy and Fish interviewed the Hawk Tua girl yesterday?
What? You did?
Could we talk about this?
You're talking about it.
Hawk Tua called us?
So, no, not actually
we,
her.
We interviewed a young woman from the Deep South.
Oh, okay.
For a producer job.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
She's from Kentucky, and let's just say I'd never heard of the city. I looked up the city. There was nothing but green around that town.
Well, that means maybe it's bourbon country.
That'd
be good.
Oh, yes, it do.
That'd be great.
Yes, it do. It might even be moonshine country.
But
wonderful.
But I don't want to put words in your mouth. I want you to tell the story. But
This is just a real nice surprise. A real nice surprise.
The reason why she hadn't had a chance to listen to a lot of the radio station recently is why?
Dog had to go to obedience school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what Fish told me.
Okay.
And so she's been occupied.
So we had to tackle that.
Been occupied with obedience school.
Okay.
So couldn't sample the radio station and give thoughts.
Okay.
How did she say it, Timmy?
You're just asking me to do a Southern accent, aren't you?
How did she say it, Timmy?
Jesus. Well... I wanted to, but my dog just had to go to obedience school.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And so, well, that's that.
Timmy, can I ask you a question?
Oh, my God.
As that girl? If you don't change your ways, where will you be going? In the voice of that girl.
No. You just say, hey, where are you going?
Oh, that's right.
I wanted to make sure
you knew where I was going.
The line is to hell if I don't change my ways. Are you going to hell right now? To hell if I don't change my ways.
There you go. Good.
Degenerate T-Bone is next. Don't worry. There's no sports in it.
No sports in the Degenerate T-Bone today.
But
you know what?
To gamble on other things.
There is tease. There is a little Hawk Tua in the Degenerate T-Bone.
I got to go to obedience school.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a slowdown on westbound 70 downtown between the 71 east and west split. And around a 5-minute delay is on northbound 71 on the north side from East Broad Street to 11th Avenue. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are just 50 cents each at Staples. Plus, save even more with the Easy Rewards program. In-store only, offer ends 8/24, limit 20. Save big on back to school at Staples. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Yes, we tried unplugging and then plugging them back in. It didn't help. This is Man and Bone.
You know, Bone and I like to do all our banging at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
What part of that?
There's an area where you can go and you can place wagers.
It's known as the book.
The book. Right. It's right in the middle of the casino. You can't miss it.
Yes.
Right, center cut right there.
El Libro. The book.
Sure.
Sure.
But you go there and have a great time. Get in on the action. Have food and drink. All of it is there for you. Not complimentary. I mean, you have to pay for it.
You have to pay for it.
This is America.
It's the book.
Right. Hollywood Casino Columbus. Do it now or later. Or whenever. Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Now, maybe you're saying, how are you going to talk about gambling when you can't talk about sports today?
Today is the No Sports Show.
That's right.
The annual No Sports All Day Show. Once a year, we do this.
There are other things to put money on. T-Bone's going to prove it to you. Degenerate T-Bone.
Common Man and T-Bones.
T-Bone.
T-Bone's Picks for the Weekend.
Sponsored by Ohio Health.
Choose between virtual or in-person appointments at 200-plus care sites.
Providing the finest care anywhere.
OhioHealth.com/finest care.
Bone. Well, man, I found odds on anything and everything that does not involve sports. Would you like to hear what I found out?
Yes.
Well, for example.
No.
Harry and Meghan. You're aware of them?
Yes.
The royal couple? They,
how do you say that second name?
I don't know. Harry, what? Harry and Meghan?
The female name. How do
Meghan.
You say that?
Meghan.
Okay.
Why? How are you supposed to say it?
No, I just tell my wife.
What does she say?
Meghan.
Meghan.
Meghan. She's got a friend named Meghan.
Oh, yeah, right. But she says Meghan.
So I was out with Meghan today.
Meghan.
Her name's Meghan.
Harry and Meghan. Yeah. Well, in either case, Harry and Meghan, this is the question that they had on the sports book. Whoops, the book. Sorry. Harry, I know.
Ah!
Harry to be deported in 2024. Will Prince Harry be deported? You can't bet no, because obviously it's ridiculous. But yes is 14-1. So if you feel strongly for some reason that in the next, I don't know,
I don't think that's high
six
enough.
Months or so. You don't think so?
No.
Yeah, like it's unlikely, right? That's not going to happen. But that is a thing. That's a thing you can bet on. Here's another thing you can bet on. Kim Kardashian. Will she be in the next James Bond film? You can't bet no. You can only bet yes if you want to bet. And it is plus 1,000, which is 10-1 odds. So lower odds, you know, closer to zero odds, better odds, I guess, than what Harry getting deported would be. Is there a thing with... I don't even know
Who's the next James Bond? Teddy should know.
I don't know. Teddy, are you aware of that?
We don't know yet.
Oh, so we don't even know if she's... We don't even know what the movie is.
No.
They're just saying, will she be in it? All right, so it cashes if she's in that movie. All right, so there you go. Now, I promise you there's a little bit of Hawktua in this. I found a lot of Haley Welch bets. That's her name, the Hawktua girl, who took over the internet a few weeks ago. Here are some questions, because she's cashing in on her fame. Rightfully so. She made a joke walking around in Nashville on a camera. It went viral, and now people are paying her money to judge swimwear contests, among other things. So here are some things you can bet on. Again, you can only bet yes on these. You cannot bet no. Haley Welch to appear on Kelly Clarkson's show before July 4th, 2025. So basically a year from now. Plus 200, yes. So they feel like that's fairly likely that she'll be on TV sometime on Kelly Clarkson's show. Haley Welch to appear on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast by July 4th, plus 400, 4-1 odds. So better odds that she'll be on Kelly Clarkson than Rogan? I feel like that's way more up Rogan's alley. Haley Welch to appear on Saturday Night Live before July 4th of next year, 8-1, plus 800. I don't think she would be a host, obviously.
No, just as like a like cameo or
pop
something.
Pop in real quick. Yeah, I could see
I'd actually
that.
Put some money down on that.
I think so, too. Now, Haley Welch to get married by July 4th, 2025, 12-1 odds. I mean, she said she was, I think she's 21 years old. I think it's pretty unlikely she's getting married.
She's going to be enjoying her career as the Hawk Tua girl.
For sure.
No time for marriage.
Also, Haley Welch to enter the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest by July 4th, 2025.
Wow, that's a serious
six
entity.
6-1 odds.
They're
plus
not, 600. They're not letting novelty acts in
oh,
there.
Oh, you don't think so?
Are you kidding?
I don't know.
George Shea, who is the commissioner of the International Eating Federation.
Yes.
He takes that so seriously.
He does. You're right.
If you don't qualify, you're not getting in.
Fair enough. Now, switching gears, Margot Robbie is having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
Let her live. So here is some of the here are some of the things you can bet on with Margot Robbie's baby. The sex of the baby, they have boy minus 150, so it's the favorite. Girl plus 110. Prefer not to say plus 3,300. So 33-1
so
odds.
She gives birth and then doesn't tell
doesn't
you
announce it,
what
keeps
it, is.
It private. And then I guess at some point, so that would have to be like, we're not announcing what we've had, I guess. That could be it. First letter of the baby's first name, A through H. So any name in those letters, plus 125.
Is she a married woman? Or
I don't know Margot Robbie's status. Right. I'm not aware if she's in a long-term relationship or what's happening there. I through P is plus 150 and Q through Z is plus 200. Now, I wanted to ask you, because they actually have odds on specific names. What would you guess the name, if you were given the option to name Margot Robbie's baby, what name would you pick, Mike? Because I want to see if there's odds on it here.
Harpo.
Not on the list. Sorry. Did not make it. But the top four are as follows. Francis is the favorite at 6-1. Robert or Rob at 8-1. Katie, 8-1. Olivia, 8-1. And Michael, 8-1 odds.
Now, here's why I asked the question, if she's a married person or not. I think it would be great to have a kid just named Robbie Robbie.
Well, that's what Robert and Rob right. is. That's why 8-1, that's
Robbie Robbie.
That's exactly it. Margot, to just name the kid after her, is 12-1. Barbara, so she could go by Barbie, is 14-1.
I see.
Yeah. And I thought you might just be interested in this one. Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi.
That's right. They're married now.
Yeah. Well, if you think that they're not going to last, to split up before the end of the year.
Oh, no.
5-1 odds. That's plus 500. It. You don't
think
so?
I actually just saw that John Bon Jovi's mom died yesterday. So.
Oh, no.
R.I.P. to his mom.
Well, that's sad. Sorry to hear that.
Yes. She was 83. Lived a good life. I assume. I don't know her. Do you like donuts?
Of course.
Do you like shopping at Hot Topic?
Of course.
Good news. Now you can do both. Details next. Colin Mann and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You should know there's an accident on the right shoulder of westbound 670 at Neal Avenue that's causing some slowdown. We also have a 5-minute delay on eastbound 161 between Little Turtle Way and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Pierre's Ice Cream. Pierre's Ice Cream ingredients inspection lineup. Cream to the right, chocolate chunks left. Caramel looking smooth. Every cookie, berry, chip, and chunk earns its place in Pierre's Ice Cream. Made in Ohio, made with the best. Pierre's, we've got your flavor. I'm Nicole for 97.1. The Fan Traffic.
Oh, hello! I was talking to my annoying friend, Duchess Kumquat. She was retelling a very dramatic story about how her and Lord Beaverqueef were stuck sleeping in a very hot room because their janky air conditioning unit took a crapola. They were so hot and sweaty, it took them out of the mood for getting hot and sweaty. Don't be like Kumquat and Beaverqueef. Call my friends at Care Heating and Cooling. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company Beaverqueef can trust.
No Desmond Howard death wishes since 2012. This is Man and Bone.
No sports allowed for 3 hours. We do it once a year. It is forbidden. I've also decided to blow out Name That Hole.
Oh, just getting rid of it?
I just don't.
I mean, I was. We had a couple submissions so far, but
well,
yeah,
we'll save them for next week.
Most people are more excited about the non-sports show.
Save them for next week. Bone.
Yeah.
You like donuts?
I do.
You like goth culture?
I like heavy music. I'm not afraid of wearing a black T-shirt or possibly
black T-shirts. Goth. I'm wearing a black T-shirt.
No, but you know what I mean with the like. You know, I go to concerts. Punk, goth, metal, all that. Yes, that's my scene.
You know, when I was back when I was banging, when I was in high school, the goth kids, they liked the Marilyn Manson, right?
The goth kids, they liked the Marilyn Manson.
I'm just saying, they liked the Marilyn Manson.
It sounds like someone in the 50s saying they liked the Elvis.
And they would always get together and say, no one understands us. We're just the outcasts of society. And it was always like 25 of them together that said that.
Yes.
Meanwhile, I'm just by myself.
Yes, but I get their point though, because it's like,
yeah, but they have each other.
I don't understand this devil music. Yes, but anytime someone plays like, well, we're halfway there, everyone in the world sings that song. So that's what they're talking about. Not everybody's singing.
I can sing The Beautiful People.
That's right.
The Beautiful People, The Beautiful People.
That was a good
song. It's all relative to the size of your steeple.
Actually, first time I heard that, I was like, oh, a song about church. Great.
It is.
It is.
Too bad he's a horrible
person. Weak
guy.
He's not good.
So Clintonville is getting a new bakery. Owner Annie Dixon. Not Angie Dickinson, the way that I first read this. Annie Dixon.
Not Annie Hockhausen.
No. Of Bite This by Annie.
Yeah.
Debuts her new storefront this Saturday, July 13th at 3009 North High in Clintonville. Dixon and her goth-themed bakery have become popular stops at local farmers markets, where regulars arrive early to snag brownies, cookies, stuffed bagel bombs, and her pub grub mix.
Sounds great.
The new storefront was most recent home to Tootie's Sweets and Cookies, but now it's goth time.
Okay. It's not goth time. It's called
Bite This by Annie.
And I actually know about this bakery because on Instagram, I saw a reel where they were like putting the store together and they were posting about it. And so then I followed them and saw, and I was like, where is this place? I want to go. And then I looked at it and realized, oh, it doesn't open until July 13th. This was like a month ago. So it got on my radar a few weeks ago and I've been excited to go check this place out, but it doesn't open until this weekend. That bagel bomb thing, it's got like all kinds of meats and cheeses and all kinds of stuff in there. I'm going. This is right up my alley. All their like social media stuff is all referencing. It's all bands I listen to or all the background music for all their posts. So, yeah, I'm ready to go.
Bite This by Annie, 3009 North High.
The brownies that I've been seeing, they're posting pictures of the brownies, look great.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I'm ready for this place.
What's your thoughts on a blondie?
I don't mind a blondie.
Because I think when done properly, sometimes it can be superior. It's not often. But if you get a good caramely butterscotchy blondie,
I'm good with a blondie.
That's pretty damn good.
Now, I tend to like my brownies to be, hey, I made the mix and I dumped it into the thing and I put it in the oven. And then 4 seconds later, I pulled it right back out. Serve it to me. That's where I want the fudgiest of fudgy brownie.
You know who's got a good brownie mix?
Who's that?
Barefoot Contessa.
Does she?
Yeah.
Where do you get this? Like, do you have to order it from her? Or is it like at the store?
I think
store?
They have it like at Sur La Table or something, which is over at Easton.
I don't know what that is.
Go to Easton, go to Restoration Hardware, get the fries up on the third floor, then pop into Sur La Table,
get the
Barefoot Contessa brownie mix, call it a day.
How do we spell Sur La Table?
S-U-R.
Okay.
L-E-T-A-B-L-E?
Like table? Oh, it's the waterbeds people. Big Sur?
Yes.
Okay. My guys.
Sur La Table.
Big Sur La Table. That's how I would probably have said
that. I'm sorry, Bone. I put a little flavor behind my words. Hey, yeah. A man was caught trying to smuggle more than 100 live snakes into mainland China.
Oh.
By stuffing them into his pants, according to the country's customs authority. Customs officers in the southern Chinese city of Shenzhen intercepted the man traveling through Fushan Port, a checkpoint. Checkpoint between Hong Kong and mainland China. During an inspection, officers found 6 canvas drawstring bags sealed with tape in the pockets of his pants. They opened the bags and found that each contained a number of live snakes in various shapes and colors.
Okay.
After counting, a total of 104 snakes were found. Here's some of the snakes.
I was going to say, these are all, my question in these type of stories always is, how big are the snakes? How big are the pants? Go ahead and cut that one up too, Teddy. What I'm asking is this a normal sized human with regular sized pants on and he had very tiny little snakes?
I'm
going
to tell
there?
You some of the species. Maybe you can look them up. Okay, you can Google them as I say them to you. Okay. The milk snake.
Oh, I know about a milk snake.
You do?
Yeah, I've heard of a milk snake. Yeah. They're like a regular sized snake. They're the ones with the red and black and
okay, well, he had those in his pants. The Western hognose snake.
Oh, you don't want to get messed with a Western hognose.
No?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But I'm going to say not good.
The corn snake, spelled C-O-R-N, not the band corn.
He is a freak on a leash, though.
That's that right.
Guy. Yeah.
Texas rat snake, not Texas rattlesnake.
No, that'd be...
That's different. That's Stone Cold Steve Austin in your pants.
Yes,
and bull snake, four of which are non-native to China. None of the species is venomous.
Yes, but they're not...
You still have snakes in your pants.
I'm trying to point out that these are not like little earthworm-sized snakes, is what I'm saying. These are... real snakes, regular size. They can grow to 2 to 4 to 5 feet long. They're how's he smuggling 100 of them in his pants?
Maybe he put them in a food saver bag. I say this because
they do that.
I ordered some throw pillows for the house.
Uh huh.
And I got home yesterday. Package is waiting for me. 20 by 20 throw pillows.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. 20 inch by 20.
20 inch by 20 inch. Not 20 yeah. centimeters. Right.
No.
This box was so damn small, it looked like they put a marker in it.
What is this? A pillow for ants?
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, and I'm like, thinking to myself, did I actually order a 20 centimeter pillow? Is that what I ordered? And so I open up this box, and it's in like the wrap. It's got all the air sucked out, and it's all in there, right? And I said, there's no way. There's no way these pillows are going to come out of this thing. Mm-hmm. And I opened it up. All of a sudden,
it's like a magic
fluff
trick.
Out the pillows? Like, I was in awe. I was in awe of it. Maybe he did that with the snakes.
Yeah, I would think that would be good, except for, like, their whatever they... However the snakes live, I would guess, probably doesn't work when you vacuum seal them.
I don't know.
I think they need air. They're reptiles, but I think they do need air. So I'm going to say that wouldn't...
Anyway, I couldn't believe that these pillows came out of this box.
You know what? That's... We had the same experience when we bought... We didn't buy one for us, but for the kids, we got one of those mattresses that you order online. It comes rolled up in the box.
Yeah.
And it's same thing where like the box is, it's large. It was very heavy, but it was a box that was not any bigger than me, smaller than me. And I thought, how is a full on mattress? There's no way this is what it is in. And then of course you cut it open and it does the whole thing where it decompresses. And sure enough, yeah, it's the mattress they've slept on for years. Both the kids have one. And it works great.
You know, last night after dinner, I ran to the grocery store. I needed to get to the pharmacy to pick up my new crazy pills.
Okay.
And maybe you said to your spouse last night, hey, honey, I got to run to the grocery store real quick to pick up some bullets. Well, good news. In certain states of the union, you can do that now.
Really?
Yep.
Well, I guess you could go to like Walmart, right? Those places have everything.
Yeah, okay, all right. A company has installed computerized vending machines to sell ammunition in grocery stores in Alabama, Oklahoma, and Texas, allowing patrons to pick up bullets along with a gallon of milk.
Okay.
American Rounds said their machines use an identification scanner and facial recognition software to verify the purchaser's age. Okay. And are as quick and easy to use as a computer tablet. But advocates worry that selling bullets out of vending machines will lead to more shootings in the U.S.
Sorry. One of my favorite movies is Idiocracy. And that, what you just read, sounded like a thing where it's like, well, proponents say it'll be a quick way to get your bullets on the way home. People who are being negative Nellies say this could be a bad thing. Like, I don't know. Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. But... bullet vending machines is apparently a thing we're doing now.
By the way, it doesn't say they're going to verify your identity with the facial recognition.
No.
It says they're going to verify your age. What if you, like, Brandon Beam shows up? He's got a toddler's face. Hi, I'd like to get some bullets. They'd be like, no way, dude.
Yeah.
Look at this guy. It's a grown man baby.
Right. I think maybe it would be like, however, you are 6'3". So we're going to go ahead and say.
Well, can it judge adult. Height? It's not saying it's judging height.
Well, the camera's like, all I can see is your navel. So I'm going to go with you're 6'3". So you're an adult. So you can buy these bullets.
What if you hold the baby up to the facial recognition?
That could be. That's right. He could be someone holding Brandon Beam up to the facial recognition.
On the other side of that, Greg Oden shows up as an 11-year-old.
He would be able to buy bullets.
He's not of age, but he's tall. He's got an old man face. The bullets are going to be shooting right out at him.
Are they not scanning your ID?
No, that's the thing.
They're just looking at
this
your face and going.
This is just facial recognition for age verification.
Oh, step on up to the photo booth where we determine whether or not you can put one in a guy if you need to. You know?
Like, well, I mean, they're not going to serve you the gun, just the bullet.
That's right.
I mean, you could just throw it really hard at someone. But
you could. I don't know.
Chances are you also need a gun.
Take a slingshot. Or hit the end of it with a hammer. I don't know. There's got to be a way.
Hit the end of it with a hammer?
Yeah, because that's what the gunpowder's for. It shoots a bullet out of the cartridge. Like, you put a bullet in a gun,
right,
there's propulsion at the end of it that you, if you, that's what
you got to hit it really hard.
Well, that's what the gun's doing, right? It's the little hammer motion. It hits the back of that and explodes.
Anyway, if you're in Alabama, Oklahoma, or Texas, congratulations. You can go buy bullets at the grocery store. Enjoy all of that.
That sounds like a real good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bone is going to a laundromat. You want to talk about that next?
Yeah,
we're very excited about the laundromat.
I found out today I have a reason to go to a laundromat that, spoiler alert, does not involve laundry. So
it's a swingers destination.
You never know.
Yeah,
about to find out, aren't you?
Put on the spin cycle.
Mm-hmm.
Do it right on top of the machine.
Spin doctors.
Two princes.
One cup. Huh? What are we talking about? I don't know.
That's the name of the song, Two Princes.
Right. Sorry, I just got lost in the sauce. Go ahead. I didn't know if you'd get that or not. It's fine. I'm glad your mind is pure enough not to get that.
Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a slowdown if you need to travel westbound 670 between Grandview Avenue and I-70, and expect a 10-minute slowdown if you're traveling eastbound 33 from Refugee Road to Hamilton Road. This report is sponsored by Staples Stores. With Staples Hot Deals, you'll find super low prices on hundreds of items for back to school. Right now, 24-pack Crayola crayons and comp books are just 50 cents each at Staples. Plus, save even more with Easy Rewards program. In-store only, offer ends 8/24, limit 20. Save big on back to school at Staples. I'm Nicole for 97.1, The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
The only thing harder than Common Man's arteries is T-Bone thinking about a red-bellied woodpecker. This is Man and Bone.
Hey, it's No Sports Thursday. Don't worry, we don't do it every single Thursday, just once a year. Today's the day. Now, T-Bone's going to sell you something because it's always Sell You Something Thursday.
That's right, Mike. Well, if you need a roof on your house, I don't know where else you would need a roof, but maybe you need a roof
shed
on your house or
car.
I don't think they do car roofs, but what I know is they do roofs on your house better than anyone, and they will get the job done in one day. That is, of course, my friends at Able Roof. With a 24-hour turnaround on most jobs, it's done in a day, good for a lifetime. They've been voted the number one roofing company in Columbus by Consumer Choice Awards for 22 years in a row. What were you doing 22 years ago? No one knows, because no one can remember that long ago, but they can, because they've got awards going back 22 years. No interest until 2026 on the summer promotion. So no payments, no interest till 2026 on your new roof. And you can save up to $1,000 on that new roof, plus siding and windows. Don't put getting a new roof off any longer. Something that I just said made sense. Call Able Roof today, 614-444-ROOF. You already know that number. Mm-hmm. 614-444-ROOF.
Are you aware of the model Lily Chi.
Lily Chi.
Lily Chi.
I am not.
She's 20 years old, and apparently she's dating 49-year-old Tobey Maguire, which, fine, whatever.
Okay.
That's one of the perks of being a famous actor.
Oh, I see her now.
But
she's all right.
She's okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's all right.
Good for her. Good. You know what? Good for the both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Good for those kids.
By the way, just so you know, it doesn't go all one way. Cher's dating some 30-year-old guy. She's 80.
Well, you know what? When you said that, I thought she's not 80.
She is 80. She is 80.
I think she's close. You're right. Yeah, I think you're exactly right. Okay. That's good call, buddy.
Is she 80? Was I right?
No, she's
78.
Oh.
78, I'm sorry.
You know what? Too young to run for president. Don't let her do it.
78. When asked why she dates younger men, she said, because all the men my age are dead.
That's a good call. And you know what?
None of them
can keep up with her.
Just a number.
No one's keeping up with Cher.
I'd go out with Cher if she asked me.
Are you kidding? In a heartbeat.
If I could turn back time.
Mm-hmm. That's right. How old was she when that came out? Like 55, I think?
No.
How old was she?
30s?
I don't know. No. No way. She's 40s? 30. Okay. That came out in 1989.
Okay.
So that's
Taylor Swift?
35 years ago. And she's how old?
78. What's the maths on that?
So 48, 43.
Okay.
She's 43 when that came out.
I know. She's doing all right.
She was doing great. I'm not even 43 yet, and I feel old as hell. She was older than me, and she looked better than I'll ever look. Good for Cher.
Teddy, would you take a ride with Cher? If she gave you a little wink and a nod and said, do you believe in life after love?
Sure, why not? Yeah.
Yeah, you go. Exactly.
I'm not going to take no for an answer.
She won't. No.
No, you can't turn Cher down, I believe. Is that how that's how that works?
Bone is going to a laundromat and he wants to tell you all about it.
I saw this today and I almost jumped out of my chair. I was so excited. Now again, I listen to a bunch of bands that I realize are not the mainstream bands. But in my world, there is a band that I like called the Callous Dowboys. No. It's not sports. It's not sports. They're called the Callous Dowboys. My guys. And gals, because there's gals in the band too.
All right.
They are an insanely fun, heavy band that I like. They are going on a tour. It did not stop in Columbus, and I was very sad because I was hoping to go see them on tour, but they're not coming through Columbus, or so I thought. They have an off day on their tour, and they have decided they are going to play a show. They're not going to play a show at the Newport. They're not going to play a show at whatever we're calling Promo West Pavilion.
Kemba Live.
It does sound like something Trump would say. Like, I saw Kemba. Kemba was great. Kemba Live.
Kemba! Exclamation point.
Anyway, the Callous Dowboys are playing one of the best venues in Columbus. It is also a laundromat. They're playing Dirty Dungarees with a band called Omerta, For Your Health, Salt, and Once Live. Once Alive, Now Dead, or something like that, I think. Anyway, these are all hardcore bands. This is going to be a very heavy show.
And it's an actual working laundromat.
It's a laundromat that serves beer. It's right there on campus on High Street by Space Bar.
What if you want to actually go get your laundry done?
You can. You can walk in while this is going on. You can go get your laundry done and then get pummeled in the face as people are like moshing to the Callous Dowboys.
John from Hilliard is on the burner phone. He says, speaking of weird laundromats, was in Wyoming 2 weeks ago. There was a strip club / laundromat combined. That's nice.
Oh, wait, where was this?
Wyoming.
Oh, okay. I thought you said the west side. I was going to say, I need to...
Well, it is the west side of the country. Wyoming.
The Wild West.
Where there's the fewest people.
Yeah.
In any U.S. state. Wyoming.
Sure. Yes, that's right.
A lot of space.
What's the place in Wyoming where all the the billionaires live? Is that Jackson Hole? Am I right?
I'm sure they're...
I think, no, like there's a place where like Bill Gates has a bunch, like
yes,
has a house.
Jackson Hole. Yes.
I was reading a story about that because remember we showed you and I were talking about this off the air. I don't know if we talked about it on the air. There's a road out in Wyoming that collapsed and it's like a major roadway that connects Jackson Hole to other communities.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
And it had a big landslide and they had to shut the road down. They had cracks. I think we did it as yikes because there were big cracks in the road. People were still driving on it and then eventually just fell down.
What else did they have in the road?
gaps, cracks and gaps.
You know, maybe I should actually have it before I ask you to do it. Because now I've lost it. Hold on. Wait. I've got it.
Fills in the cracks and gaps.
So I was reading a story about people who work in Jackson Hole. Because, you know, they're building houses. There are restaurants. There are general services that are needed.
Yeah, the rich people need commoners to serve them.
Yeah.
And build them things.
So they were talking to a guy who's a construction worker who is, like, you know, good at his job, has worked it for a lot of years. They said the median income in Jackson Hole is $108,000 a year. They also said most of those people, comparatively, like when you think about what they can afford and all that, they have to live essentially like people who are in poverty, because $100,000 in Jackson Hole does nothing for you when the average home value in that city is $7 million.
The average home value in
Jackson Hole, Wyoming is $7 million. So you can make six figures and these people have to live an hour away.
So to your point,
they can't even live there.
People are not earning a living in Jackson Hole.
Even though they're earning $100,000+.
People have their millions of dollars. Then they come in there and they buy second properties or third properties.
They said literally the term I saw was the billionaires have bought out all the millionaires. So like, there are millionaires who are like, I can't afford to live there anymore. But you got to go to the coffee shop. There's someone who works in the coffee shop.
In the early days of the pandemic, is that, you know, people could work from anywhere, right?
Yeah.
So they decide, well, why are we living in this city? Let's move to Montana. It's beautiful there, right?
Yeah, of course.
So they move into a town in Montana. The problem is so many people were moving in. Real estate prices went crazy.
Yes.
The people who already live there could not afford to stay there. Right. Now, I think that's tapered off quite a bit.
Well, I guess that's good, but I just thought, could you imagine you look at your bank account and you're like, yeah, I'm making six figures. I think I'm doing pretty well. And then you go, all right, honey, we've got to live an hour from where I work in my like coffee shop job because I can't afford to live where I serve coffee. You imagine that?
No, it's crazy.
So anyway, that's Jackson Hole. Seems like an awesome place to go. It's very close to a lot of mountains and cool stuff.
But apparently,
what'd you think?
I mean, I was a teenager. I was with my parents. I was miserable and wanted to kill myself. So.
Was your mom walking around naked in the hotel
room?
Yes,
that was the trip.
No kidding,
that
really?
That was the trip where mom took her shirt off and walked around the motel. I was a teenager.
It does sound...
And it's burned in my brain.
It sounds like an outlaw country song. I saw my mama naked in Jackson Hole. You know?
Oh,
like
something like that.
That would be a Willie Nelson song, I feel
now
like.
Now I close my eyes and I see it all the time. That's the second verse. <There you go. laughs> Bone and I are getting ready to retire. Maybe that's good news for you, but we're going to retire soon because of modern technology. Details next. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
Traffic is stop and go on eastbound 270 on the north outer belt between 315 and 71. And expect a 20-minute slowdown due to an accident that's blocking the right lane on westbound 670 before 315. It's stop and go from Leonard Avenue. This report is sponsored by Dairy Queen. Hey, DQ fans, behold the DQ freezer. Not just an ordinary freezer, but an extraordinary freezer holding all of the DQ Blizzard treat flavors of the past. Now it's opening its doors for the Salted Caramel Truffle Blizzard treat. Only at participating DQ locations. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. Can I tell you a secret? One of my joys in life is a good clean out. Once in a blue moon, I will take it to the next level. I have an air vent right over the toilet. So when I know a wild ride is coming, I'll turn down the AC a few minutes before it's go time. And then when I sit down, beautiful cold air greets me, blowing in my face as I do the deed. And the only people I trust to keep my crapper temp in tip-top shape, that's Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
We did the math. Common Man has hosted over 5,000 shows on the Fan. Three of them have been halfway decent. Here's Man and Bone.
Teddy?
Yeah, what do you think?
This ain't one of them.
It kind of can't be. It's not eligible, right?
Not one of them. No. All right, so I saw this today. This is from LiveScience, maybe LiveScience.com. Microsoft's Valley 2 software can convincingly recreate human voices using just a few seconds of audio, its creators claim. Microsoft has developed a new artificial intelligence speech generator that is apparently so convincing it cannot be released to the public.
Oh, boy.
Valley 2 is a text-to-speech generator that can reproduce the voice of a human speaker using just a few seconds of audio. I'm sorry, is an AI person writing this article too?
Right.
Because we're just repeating ourselves here.
Could be.
Microsoft researchers said that Valley 2 was capable of generating accurate, natural speech in the exact voice of the original speaker, comparable to a human performance. So look, we have this discussion a lot here. And actually, my wife asked me about this. Are you scared about your job security because AI is going to come in and they can replicate your voice? No, on a couple different levels. First of all, let's say it can replicate my voice exactly. Okay. It can't replicate my personality exactly. It can do an imitation of me.
Yeah.
But it can't do a reproduction of me.
No, but for example, one of the things they've talked about using this to do is it Judy Garland, or is that a different story?
That's a different story.
So there's another story that we saw today where the families of some of these celebrities who have long since passed, they're in charge of the estate of the family. The family's in charge of the estate. And I believe it's Judy Garland's family that has,
yes, that's right,
said that they can use her voice and stuff to create AI versions of her voice to then read things like an audiobook. If her, I don't know if she has a book or whatever.
I think they're doing this with Burt Reynolds too.
Okay. So if you want, if they've written something, or if you'd like to have them for voiceover, this is a thing that is now possible because of AI. That's where we already are. Can't be released to the public levels.
Timmy is grinning over there.
I'm just saying this is the amount of voiceover we already have.
What's the matter?
It's pretty good.
I think that I have just created an AI common man.
Not using this software because they haven't released this to the public.
No, there's another software out there?
I
found a software.
Are you kidding me?
On the internet.
Can we hear
on the webs, and let's just say I created an AI common man. And
what did you, hold
Panama
on a second.
Ted has the audio.
Hold on a second. What did you get AI common man to say?
A little thing called you'll see.
All right, Teddy, go ahead, play it. Common man here. Does your PP worky? Because my PP work very nice. Very, very, very nice. By the way, I can't wait until it's 95 degrees next week. Saki is going to feel no bueno.
That is...
It's not...
That is wild.
It's not exactly like me.
It's pretty good.
Timmy, is it still going?
Stop.
I don't know what's real and what's not. I've closed my eyes. So I can't even tell.
You could just... Is it live or is it Memorex? So you can just plug in whatever you want me to say, and it'll say it.
They said,
plug it right in, baby.
They said this new... the thing that can't be released to the public, you can give it like two sentences, and it's like... We got you.
Well, this is the free stuff that Timmy's using.
No, I know.
Yeah, this is just free. I mean, that's not exact, but
yes.
Think of how good it's going to continue to get.
Change the command and have me say something else.
Okay.
I'm just pointing out to people what Timmy is playing around with. It was like 65% you. It did not sound exactly like you.
Right.
It is an approximation of your voice.
And that's the free version.
Right. What I'm pointing to here is that when NASA was sending people to the moon with their calculations, and we were talking to and getting video back from the moon.
Never happened.
Okay. When we were, I don't know, what's the technology you do believe happened? Vietnam War, did that happen?
I believe all of it happened. I'm just being an idiot.
Just saying.
You know what I mean.
They've been flying by wire since before we ever knew what AOL was. The government has a version of things that is far advanced from what we have.
I'm sure it does.
This AI program that you're talking about there, that's the program that is probably at the government level, whatever, that's too super top secret no one can really know about. The one we're getting is the like cheapo, crappy dial-up internet.
Though, I'm sure that it does sound exactly like me, whatever version that they have, but they can't replicate me.
I know.
My personality cannot be replicated.
Not yet.
Okay. Well, you know what?
That's what I'm worried
about. I've got 12 more years to do this job. After that, I don't care what happens.
I'm telling you, man, we're getting to a point where I do feel like they will be able to take, you know, let's say you had a program that could listen to 100 radio shows that you've done and then learn speech patterns and things you like to say and stuff that you usually think about.
But it would still be a simulation. It wouldn't be authentic.
Of course not. But I'm wondering how much people will care about authenticity. Like, you know, I'm talking 20 years from now. I'm not talking about you and me right now.
Dude, I think that people are still going to care. People are still going to care about art made by humans. I hope so. We've talked about this. I think AI is going to free up people to do more creative things, not necessarily take the creativity away.
Right.
They are our faithful servants until they turn around and kill us.
What worries me is that we keep having scientists who say, you know what we could do? Could we get Judy Garland's voice
to read? It's a human condition. I know.
Well, right. But why are they not saying, hey, that guy standing on a garbage truck, is there a way to not make a person have to stand on a garbage truck to get the garbage? Is there an AI that we can create lets all that happen?
The person would say, actually, we've done that. It used to take four guys on that garbage truck. Now there's two.
Right.
Now there's a guy driving the truck and a guy in the back.
I'm saying, why do we need, like, at some point, that's what the AI should be doing is
getting. And I'm sure we'll get there.
I hope so. That's where it needs to be. So then, you know, the garbage collectors can go out and make some cool stuff. Make some, like, we humans need to be making the art. We need to have the computers doing all the stuff that none of us want to do. That's what I'm pointing to.
Oh, do we have more, Teddy?
Wow, this is quick.
Yeah, I've been given another one. You want to hear it?
Okay, let's hear it.
Yeah, go ahead. All you people that are driving slow in the far left lane, keep up the great work. I really love you guys, and you never make me want to do bad things to myself. And hey, Teddy. Hey, Ted. Hey there, Ted. This is one of them.
Sort of sounds like Beamer. No. It sounds like you.
I don't hear it that much.
Again.
I don't hear. Look, I'm it's
Teddy, is it arguing with me now? What's going on?
Shut up. I still hear it.
Very similar. Yeah, I'm not sure. It's very advanced.
All right, what score would you give it out of 10? Seriously.
I think it's a 7 out of 10 for sound. I'm not talking about its context. I'm saying it sounds like your voice. There's a lot of your vocal tones in that. That's like a 7 out of 10.
I mean, Timmy used my voice. I gave him a sample.
Yeah. But then it made all that without you. You didn't say all that and it just placed it back.
Right.
I promise you, folks, we're not doing like a radio bit where you said a bunch of words and he pieced them together. This is just, right?
I swear to you, folks. this is a real magic trick.
We're looking at real stuff right now.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tyvus and Jenner in there. Does that sound like him? I thought it sounded like him. Tyvus gave a thumbs up.
Thumbs up, yeah.
It's good. Can we get you guys to do AI so I can hear one of you talk? Because that would be good. Because it is the radio. We're just...
You don't have
it's
to ask.
Great. We love it.
Thanks, Jen.
Okay, thanks, Jen. Appreciate it.
Oh, by the way, I had people asking me if I'm going to do my thing tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
The new YouTube show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know yet.
We're
going to test out the equipment tomorrow, see if it works, and then I'll let you know on the show tomorrow.
We were going to test it out today, and then it didn't work.
Well,
it didn't work.
The equipment was fine. YouTube didn't work.
YouTube has a bunch of things you have to jump through before we get there. But we should have it hopefully sorted out tomorrow.
We're going
to
test tomorrow, hopefully Friday night. That's tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in the P. You and me. Not you.
No, I'm not doing it.
No, but you can join from the chat.
I can
be in the chat.
Oh, thank you.
On YouTube.
So nice of you to let me jump in the chat.
Hello? Hi, Common Man. I work with you. Hi.
Why do you sound like that?
I don't know, because I don't have a microphone and a camera. I'm just going to be like, hi,
you can Skype in.
No, I'm sorry. Are you inviting me to do this?
Yeah.
I have plans.
Okay, good. See? That's how it works, Bone. That's how it works. Back page coming up. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
There's a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 on the north outer belt between 161 and Cleveland Avenue. And watch out for a disabled vehicle that's blocking the left lane on southbound 71 on the north side before Spring Street. This report is sponsored by Macy's Backstage. Shop Macy's Backstage today for amazing deals on everything you need for summer. Get low prices every day at Macy's Backstage. Find a store near you at macysbackstage.com. Off price, on trend, arriving daily. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan. And traffic.
Common Man here for Care Heating and Cooling. I'm a big fan of preventative maintenance. Something will eventually go wrong, and if you're not prepared, it is sure to cost you money. That's why I want you to sign up for a care plan. My guys at Care make sure your heater and AC are running in tip-top shape, taking care of maintenance and staying on top of any potential issues. Surprises suck. Be prepared with a care plan. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust. Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show, your friend and mine, Timmy Hall. Hello, Timmy.
Oh, my non-AI man and bone.
That was, I had never heard someone do that. I know that it exists, that technology, but what you did in that last segment, you could just go in there and 2 minutes later we had new versions of Common Man. I thought that was crazy.
Yeah, just fiddling around.
What's the service called?
There's like 100 of them.
Really?
Yeah, I just...
Which one was that?
I was using Speechify, I think.
Speechify.
Yeah.
And yeah. Is there a pay one?
Yes, there is. Like
I'm sure.
I was going to introduce AI Tyvus. I still will.
Would you like an AI Tyvus laugh?
Give it to me. Let me hear it.
You're going to do Tyvus, and then we can download them. All right, nobody talk.
All right, be quiet.
It's good.
There you go. There's my Tyvus laugh.
It's good. No, I'm convinced if you were to go in there, if Mike seriously went in there and said, on the fan, PP no worky, you know, like all the things he says over like, if you took an hour and did that, it probably would come out with something
I agree, more realistic
than that.
It would be a fantastic mimic. It just can't replicate me. That's what I'm saying.
I know it can't yet.
Probably
that's
not.
My fear. That's where I'm getting.
Even at its highest of high technology, there's going to be some ways you could tell. But
the only way to keep it on its toes is by changing ourselves up all the time. We got to reinvent ourselves.
He came in there and he kind of did his thing, and he had some voice inflection where he said, you know, PP worky, you know, and said, I'm Common Man. He said, how are you doing? And he was kind of going up and down and using the octaves. The piece that I was grabbing from Tyvus, I didn't have a lot of time, so I had to find some bits from the show where the two of us aren't talking at the same time, and it was, you know, 20 seconds or whatever, and he was kind of reserved with what he was talking about. So then I found another clip from another show where he gives you more of that Tyvus range, that octave where where he's kind of going a little bit. And so that's when I got cut off when I was trying to make the second post. So
okay,
off to get back in the lab to.
You made, to be clear,
bring
you made that
AI
Tyvus. The free version.
That was the free version.
He made that in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That's with the free version. That's frightening.
I literally thought of this at 5:30, and then I got to hear.
That is incredible. All right. Well, good to know.
Look, here's the best case scenario for us. We do this job as long as we want to do it. Then when we're done, we can still license our image to the radio station.
Sure.
They can have a computer do the rest, and we sit at home and collect checks.
That's right.
Not as big as the checks we're making now, but still something.
And you're not even going to, you're just going to let AI generate the segments.
It would be
not
based,
even straight up type them all up.
No, I'm gone.
We were just talking today. We were looking at the YouTube chat when it first came up. YouTube has a thing now that says, let AI summarize this chat for you. So when you go onto the YouTube chat on our live stream,
It'll give you the nuts and bolts.
You could see it, how it was saying people are talking about how there's no sports today. They seem to enjoy this, and people are laughing, pee-pee no worky. Like, it literally said this in the AI because people had said it in the chat.
Let me tell you this, Bone. So a lot of the work, we've got these different web tools and things, like, you know, things that we do to edit YouTube and put some of the social media stuff that you guys have been seeing. And we use this professional-based one of Canva is one thing that we use. And I was doing a short for the Buckeye Show today. You can find that on YYtube. It was Bodie, the Bode Man, showing off his very, very special set of skills.
That is
very
pretty crazy.
Funny. And it truly is wild, if you've listened, his recall for Notre Dame scores. And when I got to the end of it, I'm saying, dang it, why is there not a stupid tool to fade out the video? Like, how simple is this? I'm fading in between shots. And I ask the little tool, this is a web tool, just Canva. I ask it. I'm like, let me try it to AI. I'm like, this isn't going to work, right? When does a chat thing ever work? And it gives me the most detailed bullet point and says, while this is a workaround, it says what you want to do is like go on the left part of your screen and click on this icon and click gradient and then put that as the next page of your video. And then you can, you know, go high or go low with the transparency, and that'll simulate a nice fade out to your video.
This was wild. This is going to be
how
in the documentary.
Easy it made it for me because I'm an idiot with that stuff.
It's going to be in the documentary. They all didn't see it coming.
Who's going to be watching that documentary?
That's what I mean. The AI is going to make it for you. I guess I don't know. It's itself. I have no idea.
Two big hours, Buckeye Show. We can't tell you what's on it because that would be a violation of rules for today.
That's right.
It's AI Timmy
Tyvus.
It's Timmy and Tyvus. Do not miss it. Back page.
The Back Page. The Back Page with Common Man and T-Bone.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Bone. Well, we've been talking a lot about artificial intelligence here in the last half hour, so how about we throw one more piece of the puzzle in here. Spotify has apparently gotten something wrong when it comes to artificial intelligence. A band by the name of Hallelujah the Hills, an indie rock band out of Boston. They've been around for almost two decades at this point. They've put out a bunch of albums. And again, they're not very popular per se to most people, but they have a following.
Are they playing at the laundromat?
No, I don't know. I don't think so. Their 2016 album is called A Band is Something to Figure Out, and they have a song titled Play It As It Loops. All right. Never released as a single, but it's on their Spotify. It's on their album. Well, 8 years after it came out, Spotify has now alerted the band that they detected artificial streaming, AI, in this song, and they need to take it down. The band, of course, did not use any artificial intelligence. This was 8 years ago when they put this out. It's just an indie rock song that has none of that in it. And so they are saying, Spotify, hey, can you please put us back on there? We didn't do anything with this. This is just our song that's been there for 8 years.
Your computers are wrong.
Their computers, sir, apparently have detected something that isn't there. So I don't know what that says about the song, but apparently they've experienced a little bit of a resurgence because this song now has become very popular on Spotify
for them.
Because people are now wanting to seek it out and hear it and find out, well, what caused this to happen? So good for them.
I'm sure Spotify will do the right thing, and after a million streams, give them a nickel.
Yes, that's exactly right. And I don't mean to panic everybody again on this, but another plane has had a thing fall off of it at another...
What are you doing this for?
American Airlines plane lost a tire during takeoff.
And then a Boeing?
Let's see what it says.
That's what it had been, right?
Hey, it's a Boeing 737-800. Yeah. The flight was taking off from Tampa, headed to Phoenix, delayed after a mechanical issue on the runway right before takeoff, where a wheel fell off of the plane and then apparently ignited. So that's doesn't seem good. That seems like something that would be unbelievable in an actual action movie, but it's happening in real life.
Hey, the non-sports show is over. 3 hours, no sports. I hope you enjoyed it. We enjoyed doing it for you. We'll be back to normal, whatever that is, tomorrow.
I don't know that we will.
Well,
we enjoyed some version of normal.
We
enjoyed this a lot today.
Tomorrow. Teddy, this ain't one of them, but
thank you.
You did a fantastic job producing the show today, Ted.
Yeah,
thank
good job,
you.
Teddy.
I've never seen buttons push like that in my whole life. What a job. Pizza. Right. Go home and get yourself some pizza.
No. Pizza.
Pizza. Mm-hmm. Common Man and T-Bone on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview.
You're looking at a 10-minute slowdown if you need to travel eastbound 70 on the east side between James Road and Bryce Road. And there's another 10-minute delay on eastbound 161 between 270 Northeast and New Albany Road. This report is sponsored by Put-in Bay Chamber of Commerce. Give them joy on Put-in Bay. Laughter jumping into the pool, delight from a hole-in-one, and amusement riding a train, golf cart, and carousel. Plan your weekday island getaway today at visitputinbay.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
This is a Fan Action Update.
Your Big Ten Action Update. The Penn State Nittany Lions have the third best odds to win the Big Ten this year at 5-1. Penn State has the eighth best odds to win the national championship, sitting at 20-1. The Nittany Lions season win totals 9.5 games, and Penn State's non-conference schedule includes games against West Virginia, Bowling Green, and Kent State. Penn State is -142 to make the 12-team college football playoff. For your Action Update, I'm Scotty Vegas.
The podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. I end every commercial the same way, telling you to hire Care when you need a company you can trust. It's not just a slogan. It's the Care Creed. With arms wide open, the way they live their life and the way they strive to be remembered by you, the customer, at the end of every interaction with Care. Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING or book an appointment online at careheatingandcooling.com when you need a company you can trust.
Casting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit lindsayhonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus. The Fan. The Fan. Sports.
Sports Center.
Good evening. I'm Buddy Wells. In baseball from earlier today, the Reds hammered the Rockies 8-1 at Great American Ballpark. Tyler Stevenson hit a pair of homers and drove in 5 for the day. Hunter Green struck out 10 while allowing one run in 6 innings of work. And Cincinnati takes 3 out of the 4 games set against Colorado. Next up, the Redlegs will host the Marlins for the first of 3 starting tomorrow night. Meanwhile, the Guardians were on the opposite end of a one-sided game today as they lost to the Tigers 10-1 in Detroit. Cleveland drops 3 out of their 4 games set up there. Next up, the Guards will finish their first half of the season with 3 in Tampa Bay against the Rays starting tomorrow night. And in the NFL, the Tennessee Titans signed free agent Jamal Adams today. The safety spent the last 4 seasons in Seattle before he was released by the Seahawks back in early March. This update is sponsored by Dr. Mark Levy. If you're snoring and not sleeping, give Mark Levy a call at 1-800-MORE-SLEEP or visit him online at sleepbettercolumbus.com. Breaking sports.
Hey, Common Man here. I know what you're thinking. This guy again? But we have some special bonus stuff for you. Sponsored, of course, by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Let's change gears to something stupid, shall we?
That's fine with me.
A Chicago area family was remodeling their house and they found 63-year-old McDonald's fries intact behind the wall. The guy who owns the house said he seriously considered eating one. Would you?
No.
I mean, they're intact. There's no mold on them. I mean, they're probably petrified and disgusting. But
well, here, okay.
I saw on TV, there was one of these specials about the woolly mammoth, right? And they found some woolly mammoth encased in permafrost. I mean, this thing's been dead tens of thousands of years,
right.
But the flesh has been pretty much preserved because it was in this permafrost. So what did the scientists do? Well, they took some and they said, we're going to study this. And then they took some and they cooked it and ate it. Just because.
That's different to me.
Why? You got 63-year-old fries.
No, it's very different. Here's why. I've had like 5-hour-old fries from McDonald's, as have you, because you've got a trick when you go to McDonald's to get fresh fries because you know how good the fresh fries are. And if you leave, let's say you leave them out overnight, just you're out, you're sitting there, they're sitting on your table, or maybe you forget they're in your car. Come out the next day, grab one of those suckers and eat it. Tell me how that tastes, just sitting there stale for 12 hours. Not great. Now, you go 60 years with that? If you don't chip a tooth on it, you know it's not going to taste good either way.
Teddy, how much money? Teddy's always the guy who will do anything for amount of money, and it's always less than I think it should be. How much money to eat one of those fries?
Yeah, I'd have to get some money for that.
Well, how much? One fry.
10 grand.
See, here, I'll say this. It's not even a money thing for me. Give me $200, I would do it. In fact, if it was like all of you standing around, all my buddies are there, and it's like no one's going to eat that fry, I'd be like, I'll do it. Like, I'm not worried about it hurting me. It wouldn't make me sick. It's just I don't need to know what it tastes like because I know. If you're asking curiosity, would I eat it? No. I know what a stale French fry tastes like. I've had them. They don't reheat well. They don't stay well at all if you eat them cold or anything else. No, I know it would be bad. But if it was just for bragging rights, I'd probably do it. I'm not even scared
Teddy
of eating
it. Teddy wants 10 grand.
I'm not even scared of eating it. I'm just saying I know it would taste terrible. What about you? How much would it take for you to eat
I
that?
Think I'd do it for free.
Just as like a
I'm
dare.
I'm just curious. I'm curious.
Oh, you're curious. You wouldn't even
know
do it.
What it tastes like.
You're by yourself.
Maybe
you're,
it's the greatest fry in the world.
It's not.
Some molecular thing happens.
It's not.
It's like wine. They find wine in a cellar. 200 years old. It's like, oh, there's a good wine.
I get
it. It's good fries.
I don't think that's how fries and wine work. I think they work different from each other. But yeah.
Maybe that fry has fermented.
You know what? It could be this. The fry recipe may have changed over the years. Fries they make now, they're delicious. Like I've said, I love the McDonald's French fries.
When cooked properly.
When cooked properly and when hot or warm.
Yeah.
When you get one that's been sitting out on the counter for a few hours, it's not like anything. It's not great. Maybe the recipe's changed enough from back in the 60s where maybe that fry is actually pretty tasty. I don't know, but I would think not.
A special thank you for consuming all the stupidity we can safely shove down your gullet. Come back for more podcasts. And again, the podcast is sponsored by our friends, because they pay us. Care, Heating, and Cooling. Call 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust. Stop listening now. The podcast is over. Turn it off. Go do something.